This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, episode 2 of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop. Before we get to all that, before we get to today's wacky adventure, first of all, guys, thank you so much for watching Hyper RPG. Welcome to our little crazy world!
Yeah!
All kinds of crazy stuff. And a big shout out to Chris Odie for GMing last night's Scooby-Doo.
That was so much friggin'
fun.
The Scooby-Doo RPG, guys, if y'all want to go see that, you got to make sure you're subscribing to Hyper. You're going to want to jump back in the box, and that's what you're going to want to find. And also, you can get into the Discord group and talk about that show. You're going to want to talk about the Scooby-Doo show. And guys, you're going to want to stick around after this show, because we got Pencils and Parsecs coming up.
Pencils and Parsecs.
They got a lot going on. So that's happening tonight. You're going to want to tune in. It's a big, big deal tonight. So definitely going to want to tune in to Pencils and Parsecs tonight after this show. And guys, tomorrow, we got IDW coming up to play some board games with Cure to Boredom at 3 o'clock. Emma faces off against Matt in Warhammer training. That's not going
to
go.
I pay to see
Matt,
that.
Do we know what Emma's playing with? What figures?
Yeah. Eldar versus Space Wolves.
Oh my god, it's Eldar versus Space Wolves, everybody!
Eldar versus Space Wolves.
With MFI.
So you can, that's all happening here at the channel, guys. Make sure you go over to that Discord. You're going to want to get in there. You're going to want to link it in the chat, because you can then become a part of the conversation.
Yes.
And thank you so much. So guys, so make sure you're hanging out after the show, because there's tons of great stuff, and you're going to want to subscribe and go jump back in the VODs. Now, all that said, guys, it is episode 2 of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop. For those of you that missed last week, 100% jump in the VOD. And also, go check out the podcast, I believe. If you go to Hyper RPG's podcast, it should be their first episode. So for those of you that missed it, real quickly, we are now using Tales from the Loop as our guide, and we are telling a long-form story with our cast, which have and they have created original characters that we are continuing to play with. And we left off in a pretty good little spot last week in Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop. So I'm really excited to get this ball going. And again, if you missed it, we are playing with a system. You're going to figure out how the system works, but essentially the main thing with the system is all of our players have different components, body, mind, heart, and soul. Depending on the kinds of things you want to do, whatever attributes you have towards that, you get to roll a number of dice. If it lands on a 6, that's a success. So this is a fun game that anyone can pick up, and you should definitely go pick up the book, Tales from the Loop. Go pick the monster guide and go tell the people who created this awesome game and awesome system that you heard about it from us over here at Hyper and this show. We'd really appreciate it. Now, there are ways you can affect this show. We call them incentives, and I'm really excited to get to some of those. Guys, at $25 each, we get to give our players, our characters, some luck. So the way you're going to want to do that is you're going to want to use their name. So you're going to give Chrissy some luck if you use hashtag a Chrissy.
Why would I need luck? I've been blessed by the life.
You're going to give Ricky some luck.
The life.
You're going to give Ricky some luck if you use hashtag Ricky.
And I could really use it because nothing goes my way.
Oh, good.
You can give Ellie some luck if you use hashtag Ellie.
Hopefully today I will not be pelted by a hot dog or a carton of milk.
And you can give Leanne some luck if you use hashtag Leanne.
Luck will be welcome, y'all.
Luck will be welcome. And again, that's $25. And what a luck is it's basically a reroll. They get to reroll. If they roll, oh my god, it wasn't enough sixes. They can reuse that luck. They can use their luck. So you're going to want to make sure you give that to them. And every time one of our players gets to 4 luck, so at $100, which you can just go straight up to $100, you are giving them hashtag. It's not there right now. Is it? Oh, well, they get a broken. They get a broken is what happens.
Love a broken.
I was broken last week.
I was broken last week, too.
And what a broken is going to be an automatic success. So let's say they come across a big obstacle, and they're like, you know what? I have 4 lux. I'm gonna become broken. I'm going to use a broken automatic success. I don't even have the roll. But they are going to get a condition. And once a player gets 5 conditions, they're out for a little bit. There are a bunch of automatic failures. They will not succeed at any roll until they go and heal up. So if you want to do that to the players, that's going to be hashtag broken. That's $100 telling the player who you want to give that to. At $50, it's hashtag vision, and we've already got one, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hashtag vision is the way you guys are going to be able to bring back some of the old characters from the old blood-curdling Tales of Terror. And some of you did that last week. Please keep doing it.
No, please don't. I don't ever want to see the replacement baby
no,
ever
yes.
again.
Or Batman.
No, I'll get to that.
No.
I'll get to that.
That was horrifying.
We'll get to that.
No.
But, so hashtag visions, it can be whatever you want. I got to make it work within the realm of the story we are telling. That's $50, hashtag vision. Hashtag trouble, which is $75. That means you are putting an obstacle in front of the players. They have to get past it. And if they don't, they get a condition. We already talked about what happens at a condition.
Yes.
And trouble is also a good time for them to use their brokens
trouble.
If they have brokens.
Trouble.
And finally, hashtag group trouble. So $75 at trouble, you can decide, I want to give Chrissy individually a trouble. I want to give Leanne individually trouble. And these troubles don't have to be monsters or beasts. Honestly, it can be something as simple as, oh, they only have one shoe. They went running and their shoe fell off. That's a trouble. And now they have to go try and investigate and see if they'll find their shoe. Honestly, the easier, probably the funner it will be, but also feel free to throw some other stuff. And then $100 is hashtag group trouble, which means everybody's going to have to deal with something, which means they could all lose their shoes.
No,
no, not the shoes. Not the shoes.
Surely Chrissy's shoes are designer brands.
No,
not the shoes.
So those are all the things, guys. And again, thank you so much for some of you who've already given to some amazing things. So let us begin this episode, episode 2 of Blood Curdling Tales.
Already have some luck.
From the Loop. Oh, do you? I think that might be a, because I don't, that's not, doesn't read that way on my screen.
Oh, wow. Well.
It does say that we have une vision and two laps look. For Ellie, because I guess she needs
they're,
it.
They're, looks like they're starting.
They're coming on in.
Looks like they're coming on in. Well, okay, so let's begin. Episode 2, Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's talk about where we left off. What are the things
boy.
That we learned as characters? Some of the things we did learn. That we learned the common. Seems to be this mysterious group that's coming in. Mr. Barker, who is the head of detention, disappearing in a ball of light. No sign of him. When that took place, a new teacher, Mrs. Baker, suddenly appeared, and it's as if all the students were suddenly aware of Mrs. Baker. Mr. Barker, having seemingly never existed, only our four players are aware of the existence of one Mr. Barker. Well, our four players and a character named Bobby.
Ugh. Oh, Bobby.
Bobby the killer.
Bobby. Bad boy Bobby.
Bad boy Bobby.
B3.
When we finally left off at the very end of last week's episode, Chrissy heard a tink on her bedroom window, went to go look out thinking it was Bad Boy Bobby, and it was not. It was Mr. Barker, eyes glowing, hands raised, up in the air. When suddenly,
he exploded again?
No.
Oh.
A vision takes place.
Oh, no!
And it exploded.
He explodes.
The Loop is a world that sometimes will pulsate, and when it does, we get to a vision. Which has been lovely, lovely made by our chat room. Suddenly, boof, and even though you are all in your individual homes, Ricky at dinner, Leanne with her grandmother watching TV, Ellie probably hanging out alone.
I'm in my room working, working on modding my sharp wizard.
When suddenly this loud pulse happens, and our four characters find themselves in the darkness.
Together?
They can see each other.
Again.
Ricky.
It's happening again.
Ellie.
Chrissy.
Now what?
Are we ready for this?
You see anything
What's
yet?
Coming?
I saw Mr. Barker.
What?
Before this happened.
Where?
Hold on.
And as you guys start to talk, the ground starts to rumble.
Oh, no.
Ever so slightly.
This is weird.
And out of the ground, corn stalks start shooting up.
I feel like I've seen this movie before.
Faster and faster and faster.
Didn't you grow corn on your previous farm?
I know corn. This is not my corn.
And as the corn starts to surround you guys, almost like you're trapped. It's almost like a maze.
Find our way out of here.
Oh, I hate this. Hold on to each other. Yeah, we gotta hold hands. We don't want to get don't get split.
Okay.
We split up. I don't know what's gonna happen.
No one knows
Maybe
what's gonna
we'll get
happen
back
at
to
all.
Our houses.
And you start to hear rustling.
Oh my god.
Corn being pushed aside almost by hands.
Oh my god. Okay, let's go the opposite direction. Let's go that way.
Let's go, go. We're going. We're running through.
We're running
away from it.
We're gonna run through the corn.
You're running?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you start hearing the stalks being pushed further and further.
No!
Whatever's coming is catching up.
No!
Faster!
Hurry up, Leanne!
I'm trying! Okay, so there's no way out! I don't see a way out!
The corn just, it's thicker. It's almost like it's growing thicker.
I can't move!
Slowing you down.
We're gonna have to fight it, guys.
Fight it, fight what?
Whatever it is, we gotta face it.
I pick up a corn, a stalk, and put it in my hands.
You pick up a stalk of corn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, because it is a mystical dream corn. You're gonna roll to see if you're able to really pull it out of there.
Okay, what would you like me to use, like, my mind or heart or?
Because this is.
Ooh, it's mystical dream corn.
Mystical dream corn and not real corn. I don't know if your actual physical body is being used here. So you know what? I'm gonna go with mind.
Oh my goodness,
Use
that's
my mind
awful. So my mind is sense. 2. And then what do I roll also?
That's gonna be it.
It's just two?
It's just the 2.
Oh, because I got no luck. That's a 6.
That's a success. You got a 6.
Okay, great.
So you're able to, you pull the corn out, and you hear, ow.
Like, I imagine I'm the closest one because we were running that.
This echoing ow sound around you.
Is that the plant? What's that?
I don't know. Maybe I hurt the kid.
You clearly hurt the corn.
And when you look at the plant, you see the corn has faces on it.
Ah! Holy shit!
Did anybody get light?
The giant replaced
the
baby is seen sitting inside a cage with sadly alone tubes leading from his wrists to some large tanks. A missing person poster of Ellie's sister sits beside him. The tanks hold animal-human hybrids like wolf and gator people hashtag vision.
Wow.
This is another lot going on.
It's really a lot going on.
Again, because visions happen right away, suddenly the corn within your hand that was like, ow, it all the corn heads turn and look and go, run!
I guess I have my run!
When that happens, the corn starts to dissipate, and you hear in the darkness, because you ran into him last week, Mommy.
No, not that baby again.
It's after you again?
No, it's after all of us. We're all in this together.
Do we see it yet, or do we just hear it?
You're just hearing it.
Let's run away from this sound.
Yeah, we can get put in this world. We can get taken out of it. Here, bed pinch Ricky.
Ouch.
What?
It didn't work.
Here, I'm gonna slap you.
You're slapping him?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, so then I'm gonna, you know what?
I'm trying to wake us up out of this.
You're trying to wake you up. You're gonna go with heart. I'm gonna give you gotta go with heart on this.
Okay, so what's
how much are you able to kind of convince everybody? Are you able to pull them from the dream?
Well, can I use my charm as well?
Sure.
So that makes it a nice 7.
You got
that's
this.
That's 2 6s.
Oh gosh.
Okay, great. So again, you can save one of these successes if you want to, or you can use both.
I can save one?
You can like add it to a roll down the line.
Yeah, sure, because I'm not getting purchased left right now.
Yeah, and that's not an automatic success, though, but it's more to hold on to a sec.
So I'm going to use 1 success and hold on to 1.
Great.
Wake up!
Scott vanishes.
Oh!
But the 3 of you are still there.
It worked! He got out!
But then we have a problem. Unless we slap each other at the same time, someone's going to be stuck here.
And then you hear moving closer, Mommy.
All right, we can do a circle of smacks.
A circle of smacks, All right,
girls, let's go.
Okay, so if I hit you, and then you're gonna hit Chrissy, and Chrissy will hit me.
Oh, I would be real happy to hit Chrissy.
Oh.
Great, so I'm gonna have all of you roll your mind.
Mind?
Well, what about my heart? Well, because I had to convince him it was okay, right? Wow. And now it's different because it's our mind power.
Mind, okay, or... so mind.
Well, now it's like it's almost like the circle kind of thing.
It's the circle slice, the Ouroboros of a slice.
If you can all meld together.
Nope. Oh, I'm going to use one of my successes.
I got a success.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Oh, no!
And Ellie is left in this dream. Oh, no, sorry, my bad, not Ellie.
I was like...
Leanne is left in the dream.
Oh, it didn't work.
And footsteps start getting closer to you, start hearing.
I'm gonna grab a corn, and I'm gonna light it. I have a lighter with me. and I'm gonna try to light it up.
So, as you rip, as you pull the corn up,
I need you, buddy. I'm sorry.
And at different times, they go. Run, run, run.
I need you. I know I'm trying to run, but I gotta fight this thing.
Someone should have saved me.
So you're lighting it on fire?
Yeah, I'm pulling it out of the ground.
I've survived.
And now I'm gonna light the thing on fire. Yeah.
Okay, how are you manifesting a lighter?
I mean, my grandma smokes, so I always have a lighter on my
pocket. You always have one on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so this is your dream image. So
yeah, I would always have one. So
if
I,
you always have one.
Yeah.
So as you light this corn, you then hear, as the corn just like,
I'm sorry, I need
and as the light hits, you see the baby, but it's in a cage.
What, baby?
And you see tubes out of the baby's arm.
What? Somebody else here? Is somebody, baby? Are you trying to hurt me?
They see a hashtag vision of vision looking at his vision board of them going to vision works to get his vision checked.
Okay.
What?
So, right when you say, is there anyone else here? The baby nods and dissipates. And suddenly you end up in a room and there's an office building. You're like in a basically what would be considered a break room. You see there's a board that shows what you know to be the dart. The dart is the Hadron Collider that sits in the middle of your city. And you're seeing red string connecting different parts of the dart. You see numbers written on the poster.
Zach, can I see other on the board? What can I get from the information, like pictures and stuff? Can I roll to see what I see on it?
Yeah, sure. You can roll.
Mine?
Ellie's back in her room and she has like survivor's guilt. She's like, I should be back in there.
Yeah, you're gonna roll a mind. And do you?
Because I want to see if there's a picture of her.
Do you have any investigate?
Investigate. I have one.
You have one. So you're able to roll. So that would make you can roll. Yeah.
All right. No, nothing.
So it's very it's very confusing to you what you're seeing.
So I was trying to see if I saw Ellie's brother.
It is, no, so you don't see that. So it is clearly like an outline of the loop, of the Hadron Collider, the dart, and you see that there's numbers. Little circles next to the numbers.
Little circles. Is there a pencil and a paper for me? Can I roll to see if I can grab a piece of paper and a pencil to try to write some information down? So I have that with me?
Yeah, you can, yes.
Okay, because I know it's important.
Yes.
I gotta remember this.
No, I feel so bad we just left her.
Yeah, we totally.
We definitely screwed
this. We failed.
So I'll do three mine. And then I'll do one for investigate. Two sixes,
great. So yeah, you look, and sitting on a desk or a table right underneath the map, you see a piece of paper and a pen.
So I start scribbling down a bunch of things and looking around.
When you look around, you notice that the piece of corn you lit on fire has landed on the ground and is slowly lighting up the room.
Oh no.
So you only have so much time to either write or try and put this fire out.
Okay.
So this is the trouble.
All right, I'm gonna try to stomp it out real quick.
You're trying to stomp it out?
Yep.
Okay, great. You are gonna use your, you'll use this for that. Yeah, for this, you will use body.
Okay, for body. All right, so I have four. One.
And as you start stomping it out, you start stomping out the flames. Every stomp that's hitting the ground, you're hearing what sounds like the baby screaming.
Stop. Is this room connected to that baby? Can somebody help me, please? I need to get out of here. Baby.
Now, are you trying to write down this thing?
I'm looking around. And I'm trying to call the baby because I know he's around, and I can't tell if he's trying to help me or not. Can I hear where the sound was coming from?
It almost sounds like it's as if you, for lack of a better word, it's almost like you're in the brain of the baby.
It
sounds like it's like just all encompassing.
Okay.
Jesus.
Baby, am I inside you?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And then the door to this little room opens up. And in walks in a man you recognize in a suit. He looks at you, his head turns, and goes, "You shouldn't be here. What are you writing down?"
I'm just trying to get out of here, sir. And I try to hide the paper from him.
Try to hide the paper?
Yep.
Okay, great. I'm going to have you roll. You're going to roll a...
I need these lucks, y'all.
Yeah. You're going to roll a heart, and if you have any charm, to see if you're able to kind of get past him that he did, that he clearly
one,
should
one
see
charm.
You try and hide this piece of paper.
How you said heart? Four?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 and 5. Yeah,
if you have
five.
Charm.
I have one. Come on.
Yeah.
Nope, nothing.
No.
So right as you're looking at him, and you start to put your hand around, your hand gets grabbed, and he's suddenly behind you.
Of course.
And pulls it out.
Sir.
Grabs this piece of paper.
Sir, I just really want to go home. I really want to get out of here. Where am I?
Oh, no problem. He puts his hand on your head as a blinding light hits, and you're out of the vision and back in your room.
Oh, no.
But no piece of paper in your hand.
Dang. I need to call Ellie. I want to call Ellie on the phone because everyone's back at home, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
where we last left them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have exchange numbers,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Never mind. That was a sound effect for the last vision. So never mind.
Okay. So I'm calling Ellie. Come on, pick up.
Hello, this
Ellie.
Is the Parker residence.
Ellie.
Eleanor speaking. Oh.
Ellie, I'm out. I made it out.
Leanne, what happened? I feel so bad.
Suddenly hear a click on the phone and it's your mother. Who is this?
Miss Baker, Barker.
Parker.
Parker. I'm so sorry.
We don't take solicitations. Do you know what time it is?
No. This is a friend from school. This is Ellie's friend from school, Leanne.
I don't know a Leanne, and I know all of Ellie's friends.
Maybe she calls me like by a nickname or something. But I'm real nice, respectful young girl. I'm just trying to, I need help studying, and Ellie is my go-to study partner.
It is a school night. It is past curfew. Ellie can help you tomorrow. Ellie, go to bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am. Then I hang up.
Does Lee live near me? How far away is Lee's ranch?
From you, I would say, because you're also someone on the outskirts of town. Last week we had you walking to school, mm-hmm. and that it could be treacherous because there are creatures in this world.
Yeah.
I would say you two live maybe about 3 or 4 miles apart from each other.
I was like going to try and sneak. But yeah, now that there's creatures, especially going around at night by
and
myself, it's probably not the best idea.
Not the best idea.
Shoot.
So we cut to...
I feel bad for GRB now.
From there, we go over to Chrissy's house. Chrissy waking up on the floor of her room.
What the crap? I want to... I don't know what I want to do. I go to the window to see if Mr. Barker is still there.
Okay. How are you going to the window? Are you trying to sneak a peek, or are you running right to it?
That's a great question. I feel really woozy because of the pulse. I'm on the floor, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like dazed, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna slowly creep my head out to see if I see him.
Okay. Roll investigate.
God. I wish I hit. Oh. 3 Ooh. Successes.
Whoa. So you're able
to that cheerleader sneaking.
I'm going to save one of them.
Okay, great.
2 successes.
So you're crawling your way over the window. You pop your head up and you look, and you see nothing there, but it does look like where he was standing. It's almost like there's foot shoe burn marks on the grass.
So I put my jacket on because I didn't like fully disrobe. And I like sneak down the stairs.
Okay.
And I go out of the house.
Okay. You open the front door, you go and you're walking towards the burn grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also like just want to investigate it a little bit further, and then I want to go over to Ricky's house.
Okay. Great. So, gonna have you roll again to investigate for the grass. How you do it, how well it goes.
Yeah, roll to investigate grass.
That's two successes.
Okay,
you're
great.
Killing it.
So yeah, as you walk over to the grass, and it's almost like this grass is dead. I was like, it wasn't just burnt. It was like it was burnt, and then like, if you've ever seen like a mountain months after a fire, there's almost like a gray decay to it.
So like, there's a bunch of time had passed almost.
Yeah.
Like, not hot, but dry and ashy.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, like, indicates something that we might have seen in a pulse?
Oh, no, he's laughing.
Because we just saw the corn stalks.
So I'll say a breeze hits, and as it does, and you do not live on you don't live close enough to a farm.
No.
As you do, the green that you would peel off of a corn slides by, lands on the burn, and then blows away.
Oh my god. So, okay, I take my mom's Corvette keys.
Where are they?
Oh my god.
I didn't want to realize that I needed to get there quickly, so they're back in the house.
Okay.
But she's also drunk, so, like, let's just not forget.
She is a drinker.
She's a drinker.
But I'm going to make this a trouble. She's got them on her persons.
Oh! She fell asleep with them on her?
She fell asleep with them in her pockets.
Fucking bitch.
I can say that. It's my mom.
She knew. She knows her daughter.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go for it.
You're going to go for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sneak back.
Cheerleader sneak it.
So, yeah, you got to roll a sneak.
Well, aren't I lucky?
We'll see.
Well, I did hold on to
this one.
One, two, three, four. Success.
So, as you reach in to her pockets, which again, this is the 80s, so these are little tiny pockets.
Oh no.
Real tight pants. Real hip pockets.
Real tight.
As you reach in, you pull them out at each key at a time. Tink, 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 tink.
Of course.
She snores once and rolls over on the couch, but on the roll, you pull the keys out.
Oh, sick.
And before I leave, I take the throw that's really gaudy, but you know, she loved it. And I place it over her very quietly.
Great. Cutting over to Ricky's house, where we last left you were at the dinner table.
Yeah, let's finish up dinner. Okay, so that happened.
Shit.
Now they're in there without me.
And your dad's still asleep on the couch.
Okay, I'm going to grab my stuff and try to sneak out quietly.
Okay.
We're not going to meet anybody. We're going to ship passing in the night.
Jesus, Ricky.
Well, I did get two successes already. And
we need to invest in some like water.
I'd leave it alone. I think there's a lot of D6s up there.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Maybe we can ask the chat for that.
For what?
Walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Walkie-talkies.
So...
Uh-oh. Hashtag trouble the cops pull over, Chrissy.
Oh. What the frick?
So you got a success.
Yeah.
So you're able to, how do you get out of the house?
Through the back door, just very quietly.
And that's going to be one of those like old kind of screen doors.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That like squeaks a little bit.
Real slowly. Click.
And you're able to get it shut. Okay. But you know, if you let go of it, it will
it's going to
smell.
Yeah.
So where are you heading?
I'm actually heading to Chrissy's house because she's the one who lives closest to me.
Great. We cut to Chrissy in the car. You pass by a sign that says 25 miles per hour and you're driving 40.
Pass by.
Well, it's late at night.
But you're also, adrenaline is probably high right now.
Right, I don't even notice, honestly.
Yeah, what you just came out of. And you hear, woo! And you see the red lights.
Shit. I could just gun it. No, that's a bad idea.
You pull over.
Awesome audio.
The cops pull over. This big burly cop, jacket on, glasses, even though it's night, sunglasses on, walks up.
I just unrolled my window. Why are you knocking on my car?
Can I see your ID?
Yeah, sure. I pull out my mom's ID.
Oh, no. He takes it and looks at it. 36?
I know, I look great.
Ma'am, do you know how fast you were going?
Honestly, officer, I don't. My baby just got really hungry, and I needed to get milk for it. And you understand when babies get really hungry.
Looks at the license. Looks at you again. Looks back at the license. I'm going to have you roll a charm.
I thought you'd never ask.
Come on.
7. Okay. 1 success, and I'm going to add my other success to that one.
So he looks. All right, ma'am, you were driving 40 in a 25.
Oh, how negligent. I'm so sorry, officer.
Said you got a hungry baby?
Sure do.
Where is it? Who's with it?
With my husband, sir. You think he could give it milk? That's the silliest idea.
So while this is happening, Ricky, how are you going to get to Chrissy's?
You became Sudbury.
I don't know.
In typical 80s fashion, I'm going to cut through the backyards to get as all the right. Crow flies, not along the streets.
I love that phrase.
So as you start making your way, you start to see in the distance the lights.
Well, I mean, it might have something to do with all this crazy stuff that's going on. I'm going to slowly go to investigate, but I'm going to try to be as stealthy as I can because I don't want to get caught by the police again.
Okay, I'm going to have you roll investigate.
Ooh.
Ooh, spicy with the roll request today.
No successes.
As you try to hop a fence to try and sneak, you were doing it on the door, and the door goes, and it opens, and you suddenly see, going over to Chrissy, the cop who had his flashlight on your license looks and goes like this.
Well, what is it, officer?
And looks over at Ricky. What are you doing over there?
What's going on, officer?
Hold on, ma'am. Hey!
Yeah?
Come here!
I'm gonna run.
Oh, man!
Look at you! Look at it!
All right.
Can I see if it's Ricky?
I can't get caught by the cops again.
Can I see if it's Ricky?
You're gonna roll. Actually, no. Hold on.
Got
roll your body to see how. Roll your body. Unmove.
Unmove. Okay.
Yeah.
Some luck with this, yeah, right?
I believe, come on, Ricky!
Oh. There's one success.
So where are you booking it to?
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. Through... back over that fence, through the yard, and out into, like, a wooded area so I can hide.
Just get
away from the guy. Away from the roads.
The cop goes... The cop sees you running. Son of a bitch! He starts running after you, taking your mom's license.
Oh no!
Shit! I don't know what to do, whether to take off or run after them.
What's his deputy's name?
The deputy?
Yeah.
Deputy Rice.
Deputy
Rice.
Yeah! Who wears his sunglasses at night.
I reach in the back to see if my cheerleading tennies are there.
Okay.
And they are. So I throw my cheerleading tennies on, leave the car on, and book it after the cop.
You're leaving the car on?
Yeah.
Keys in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's smart.
That's happening.
I'm not saying I'm smart.
Let's get by Elian, and Ellie are just like,
Great. Awesome. So you're running after the cop and Ricky?
Yeah.
Okay, great, because he's got the license. Yes. License. Okay. Roll on your body and for move. See how quickly you're able to run.
Run,
Forrest, run.
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 I did put on my cheerleading sneak, so... Oh, fuck!
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Well, there goes my streak. 0.
Great. So, put your shoes on, the minute you step out of the car, you hear... And you look down, you have stepped in dog shit.
What? Damn it. So I take off the shoes.
Well, and because this was a trouble, and you did fail that roll, I'm going to give you a condition.
Didn't I already pass the one with the cop, though?
You passed the trouble with the cop, but now you're running after a cop to try and get your mother's license. That is a trouble. You failed the roll, and your condition, because these shoes are important to you, is stress. It's more stress. There's no physical thing, but you're a little more stressed. There's going to be some heightened
stress. So what is that under? Upset?
Yeah.
God damn you.
God, these shoes cost so much money. I can't afford to smell like doggy poo-poo in front of all the girls. This is not how a lead cheerleader acts.
So what are you doing?
I'm, like, throwing a fit.
So are you going to still try and go, even with down
shoes? I'm going to. So I take off the shoes. I figure that it's faster than running in my pumps. But I'm still, God, I'm so upset.
Perfect. So you're running, you're booking it after the cop. Ricky, you're going, so you're making your way into the woods.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have you, because you were successful on your roll for the run.
Yes.
So I'm now going to have you roll on a sneak.
Sneak, okay.
See if you're able to hide.
Sneaky.
Okay. Two successes.
Ricky finds some hashtag trouble, having run into the hunting ground of a pack of raptors.
Oh, beautiful. Shit. So you succeeded. Okay. You're able to make your way into the forest. And this forest is a sort of a tall grassy area. Mm-hmm. You're kind of able to hide as the cop pulls out his light, starts looking around. Where'd you go? Come on, son. Just come on out. Chrissy, you're running up. And you see the cop with the light flashing.
Officer! Officer!
He turns around. What? And before he could finish his statement, you see in the shadow of the moonlight a raptor jump up and land on the cop. And raptors are things you are aware of. They do exist in your world.
Officer!
As he starts screaming.
You have my license!
And Ricky in the tree hiding.
Yeah.
You're seeing all this.
Okay.
And then you hear, not 5 feet from you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. I know that there's a raptor right over there. Mm-hmm.
And one in front killing
and
this cop.
Right on the cop. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm going to look and see if there's a tree nearby. Because I know that raptors can't climb, at least I think I can climb faster than a raptor. So I'm going to look over and see if there's a tree that I can try to run up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to go for the tree.
Okay. And I'll say, though, you did what sounded like Chrissy yell, "Officer, you have my license."
So maybe if she's distracting it, maybe I can...
Okay, so you're going to try and... So I'm going to have you roll... you're going to roll... This is a kind of a heightened thing.
Sure, yeah.
I think I'm going to have you roll a comprehend. Are you able, even in this moment, because you realize you ran into a fucking raptor's nest.
Yeah.
Even in this moment, are you able to, look and see if there's a tree?
Okay.
Does adrenaline take over?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. Frantically. Come on.
That is one success.
Okay. Nice. So as you look, you do see a tree. It's, 15 feet away.
I got to go for it.
You know a raptor's going to be quicker than you. You're going to try and book it.
I'm going to sprint.
Are you going to try to say anything to Chrissy? There's a raptor between... There's a raptor between you and the cop.
The cop, right.
It's you, cop, raptor, Chrissy,
yeah,
tree. So it's almost like an L shape.
And the other raptor is further away from Chrissy?
The other raptor would be... Again, you heard it, so it'd be this end of you. So it's almost like a T.
Okay.
Here's the tree. Here's the other raptor. It's a little closer to you than the tree is.
Sure.
And this other raptor, if it's done with the cop, they can beeline it to you.
Okay. All right. So
or to Chrissy.
Okay. So as I'm sprinting for this tree, for all my life, I'm gonna yell, "Chrissy, run!"
Oh no!
Chrissy, run!
Ricky!
And I'm gonna run for the tree.
You're running for the tree. All right. Roll. Move.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait. I'm better at moving than...
the horse.
You got this.
One success.
Oh my gosh, guys, you please start, give them some luck.
You start hooking it to the tree. The raptor that was on the cop stands up, and you see its bloody maw as it looks and sees Ricky running for this tree and another raptor running towards it. When Ricky yells, "Chrissy, run," the raptor turns and looks at Chrissy.
I forgot how smart these raptors are.
Jesus.
Clever girl.
What are you doing?
Trying to intimidate it, like talk its own language. And I also want to get the other one away from Ricky, too. All
right. I'm going to have you roll.
Oh, wait. Well, I want to go up to... He's over the body of the
Yeah,
cop.
He's like standing up.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Okay. So is Deputy Rice dead? I don't know.
You're going to roll a charm.
Charm this velociraptor.
Oh, too bad you didn't put on your lipstick.
Oh, isn't that too bad? Shit. Should have done it with the cop, too. That's one, two successes.
Jeez. Great. So the raptor's now distracted. The raptor that was going for Ricky also turns. But of course, the rule about raptors, if there's two, there's always a third.
Oh, no.
And you hear behind you chittering.
Hi, babies. Hi. You are so pretty.
Ricky, you're up in the tree.
So
you see
the tree?
These three raptors are turning.
Okay. I'm going to open my bag that I always keep with me. It's got all my troublemaker shit in it. And I've got like those crappy little fireworks that just make a noise.
Little poppers?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna throw one of those in the opposite direction.
Okay, great. I'm gonna have you roll a
try at least.
Because this is a firework, I'm gonna put this under tech.
Okay.
Ooh.
And under calculate to see how well you're able to throw.
Okay. I'm not good with the tech, so.
You know what, Ellie's like, I'm going to think of team names.
And miraculously, I did manage to get a success.
Wow. Great.
Whoa.
So where are you throwing this?
Just in the opposite direction. Wait, no, I'm sorry. So there...
You can throw it. So she's here, and there's like triangling around her.
Right.
Your tree's here. You can throw it to the other end of the tree, or try to see if you can get it past the furthest raptor, and maybe they go that way.
Okay, I'm gonna try. I'm on the side where there are two of them. I'm gonna throw it past them because I don't want to throw it past Chrissy and have two go by her.
Great.
So at least if it's just the one that might have to go around her.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'm gonna set it and throw it.
So you throw it. It hits, and when it does, the three raptors distractedly like look, start communicating with each other. Oh, oh, oh! And then start booking it. Leaving you in the tree, Chrissy alone, as you hear on the ground, Deputy Rice.
So I run over to Deputy Rice. Deputy Rice! Deputy Rice!
Yeah?
Where is my mother's license?
Oh, no!
What?
You have my mother's license.
Don't you mean your license?
My license! My license!
He reaches into his... He's reaching around. He goes... he pulls out his little walkie-talkie. Officer down! Oh. Officer down! So, more worried about himself, you can try to search his body.
I'm gonna have to.
Okay!
And the raptors, they've gone away, it looks like?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna come
away
down.
Now, you have a couple options here, Chrissy. You can try to charm him again, or you can use investigate.
You're giving me an option to use my highest rolling.
You're right. I'm going to give you mine. You have to investigate the body.
Oh. Nope.
So you start patting him down. Get it just like, and he's like, oh, stop it, because you're patting raptor wounds.
I'm just trying to help you. You're bleeding profusely.
And you hear over the walkie-talkie, like, backup's on its way.
Oh, shit. Ricky, we gotta go.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna climb down.
Yeah, you climb down the tree.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're heading over.
Let's go to my mom's car. I'm sorry, officer.
Okay.
Oh, shit, he has my license.
Can you look for it?
He has my license.
Shit.
We gotta go, though.
All right.
He's gonna know it's us.
And you're hearing in the distance...
Shit, hurry!
Right, I'm gonna quickly try to search his.
Roll investigate.
He's still alive. He's not dead.
Roll investigate.
Okay.
I'm loving this.
I got a success.
Oh my god!
So I'm frantically looking through his
pockets. You're patting. Yeah. You reach into his jacket and you pull out another pair of sunglasses. And in there is also the license.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, it's got blood on it.
Clean it later. Let's get out of here. All right.
So you're running back, you get in the car, and you start to drive off as you see the lights of the police coming up. But of course, there's an officer down. They're not too concerned about someone
in the car. I don't
think
so.
Just go. Speed
chill out, dude.
You're speeding?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
No!
You're going to roll your tech.
What the fuck? She never learns.
Can I try to lead her not to speed and just be cool in this situation?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you know what? I like that. He's going to try to lead you. If he fails, you have to roll tech.
Okay.
I'm serious. If we're calm, we can get out of this.
What do you know, Ricky?
I got one success.
Oh. So what are you telling her? She puts it in the second gear and they see the speedometer going.
Let's just calm. Let's get out of here. They're going to go for the cop. We can be gone. They won't ever know we were here.
In dog poo.
I'll help you clean your shoes. Let's just get out of here.
Okay.
As your car starts to slow down, where are you going?
Where are we going? Where should I go?
I mean...
I'm going over to Ellie's.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. It's your car. In the middle of this highway, you start driving down, passing the cars, the cop cars that were there,
and you see them
loading Deputy Rice into an ambulance.
Oh, no. He did that quickly, at least.
Yeah. I'm sure he's gonna be fine.
It's not our fault.
You're speeding down. Going over to Ellie's house.
That's a dangerous choice, you guys.
Knock on your bedroom door.
Hello? All right, and I probably know. I go and answer the door because I know it's my mom. Yeah.
Who was that?
That was Leanne. She's my friend from school.
How come I have not met her?
Because we just became friends recently, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Is she a nice person?
She's very nice. She lives... What was your grandmother's name? What's your last name?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. She's friend of old Miss Hamilton. You know, George used to mow her lawn for her.
Yes, I know the Hamiltons.
She's real nice, and she was just calling so I could help her study.
As your mom starts talking, she looks in your room. What were you doing in your room?
Probably sketching the latest vision, because Ellie draws out all of her visions.
Cool. So as you start sketching this, she looks in your room.
Just like, sketches of corn.
She sees she sees some drawings. She also sees, some of your different devices, homework, stuff like that. And she says, and finally she sees your sharp wizard. And she goes, baby, I thought I told you to throw all that out.
Boys
don't like a girl that like boy things. You're so pretty, baby. You never want to make yourself look pretty. Why?
It's not about that, Mom. This is the things that I like. These are the things that I like.
I don't understand you sometimes. It's like you try to make your own life difficult.
Mom, no, I'm just... This is just who I am.
Well, look, it's late. You go to bed now. Yes, ma'am. Tell your friends don't call the damn house after 10 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I love you.
Love you, too.
She bends down, kisses you on the cheek. Closes the door.
Yeah, Ellie just kind of, you see her sitting there on the bed and just kind of like, yeah. And she pulls out a tape from her desk drawer. She puts it into the cassette player, the tape player of her smart wizard. And she plays it. And what follows is a audio recording from George. And it says, "Hey sis, happy birthday. I hope you like this tape recorder. I just want to let you know, don't let mom and dad get you down. You're great just the way you are. I hope you mod this thing out and make it real cool." And you hear him kind of laughing as it abruptly cuts off.
This memory, hearing your brother's voice, you think about the room that's next to yours, untouched. Yeah. In years. Your mom still goes in there once a week to dust it, but otherwise, nothing has moved. And in the distance, you start hearing a car pull driving near the house.
I kind of go over my window and I kind of peek through the blinds. These kinds of blinds. Yeah. not vertical blinds.
Are they dusty too?
Yeah, they're pretty dusty. I'll let my mom clean my room. I don't clean my room very much. And I recognize that it's Chrissy's mom's car because I just know it's her car. Yeah. Mom's car. And I'm like, oh shit! So.
As the car parks, Chrissy and Ricky get out of the car.
I'm like, I'm like, shit, shit. I can't fucking be here! I can't fucking be here!
Now, this is a personal trouble for you.
The biggest kind!
Don't get in trouble!
We're all gonna go down! But I have some luck, so hopefully not too much.
You're the only one. If I know anything about Ellie, is that her mom is batshit, so we can't go up to the house.
I try flashing a flashlight Morse code to them?
Like that.
They're not going to understand.
Military school? Definitely no Morse code.
So yes. I will have you have a flashlight.
but I'll probably have to try to figure it out.
You have a flashlight. You're going to roll tech.
Oh, thank you. Yep. What kind of, cool. Anything else with it or just tech?
Let's go with calculate since you are using Morse code.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna use a luck, which means I can re-roll. Yeah. I want to succeed with this, please. Save us all, please. I'm gonna use my other luck now as well.
Wow.
I think that puts you out of luck.
That puts me out of luck. Oh,
so again, $25 for a luck. That's re-roll for these characters.
Please, I'm gonna use some new dice as well. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yes, okay, two successes.
Great. So the light comes on, and what are you saying, like, Morse code?
I'm saying, Mom, leave.
So, Ricky, you start to notice.
It looks like Morse code. Hold on.
What?
You did go to military school.
Sure.
But I think I am going to have you roll.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm gonna have you roll a comprehend, because how much did you pay attention in military school?
Fair.
Totally fair. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out. M?
M?
I'll use my pride, because I did, and I'm, I want to show off a little bit, that I did learn some things at military school,
okay.
So I'm gonna take an automatic pass on that one. Okay, M-O-M, sorry, Mom, leave. She says Mom and leave.
Oh, she must think it's my mom in the car, not me.
Oh, no!
So what are you going to try to...
I'm going to... Here, but, can you Morse code
back
but
her,
to her?
Wait, you said her mom is crazy?
Yeah, but so is mine. And our moms know each other. She's got to think it's my mom.
You think your mom knows Morse code?
Well, God knows that Ellie's ridiculous.
I think she means that she doesn't want us to go. She's
That's
worried
quite
about
illegal
leaking.
Logic, Ricky.
Well, look, I mean, It was the Morse code, and that's what I got from it.
Well, like, how does she know
anyone?
Can
we go around the back?
Sure.
Let's just sneak around the back. Let's see what we see.
Zeke's my number one.
So what you suddenly see
is them, like, coming into my...
Them,
like,
discussing and then going around the back as opposed to getting in the car.
What in the name of... Oh, gosh, these idiots. Oh, no.
We're going to cut over to Leanne's house.
So, yeah, I got off the phone.
You hung up the phone.
Got to talk to these guys. Got to tell them what I saw. Everyone's coming up. What would they be doing right now? Oh. I check. What's my grandma doing?
She's still watching TV.
No, she's watching TV. Okay. All right. Bye, Grandma. I'll be back, Grandma.
Baby, where are you going?
I'm gonna go meet up. I need some help with my homework. So.
Where?
This young girl named Ellie, the one that we gave her a ride the other day. Remember?
Oh, that lovely girl. Well, hold on, baby. I'll give you a ride.
No. Grandma, you just. It's late. You're tired. No. I'll be safe. I promise, Grandma. Can I roll to see how well I convince her?
Yeah. You're gonna roll a lead. Or actually charm. Roll charm.
Charm. She loves me though.
She does. But she loves you so much that she's like, I'm not gonna go, I'm gonna take you, baby.
So that's just one?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Mima!
Mima.
Oh, so close.
Five? Yeah. No, baby, I'm taking you. She stands up, reaches into her purse, pulls out her keys.
I'm going to be grounded for forever.
Where am I taking you?
Mima, you know what? It's kind of ridiculous to be out right now. So, you know what? I'll just, don't mind me. I'm just going to go upstairs and go to bed, okay? And then I change the channel for like something. I'll put on like Jeopardy or something. Like I've her favorite show. And I'm like, oh look, we just started, Grandma.
Jeopardy.
On like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's a rerun.
A rerun of the first season.
Yeah. She's gonna turn and look and go, oh. Make her way back over to the couch. All right, night, baby.
All right. Love you, Mima. Good night. Then I go upstairs to my room, and so I just start like climbing out the window. I open the window because she's gonna go to sleep soon. So then I start just like crawling down the side of the house.
Okay.
I don't care how loud I am because she's not gonna hear me.
Yeah.
and then how am I gonna get? How close are we again?
Three or four miles.
Yeah.
I can walk that. Oh, but I make sure that I have I have my pocket knife with me. I keep a pocket knife with me just in case, because it has a screwdriver and all that stuff on it. So I have that with me, because I know how late, when you go out late at night, that sometimes there's creatures. So
me and her.
So I start making my way over to Ellie's house.
Okay, great. That's going to be about...
Because I'm thinking about, like, where would they go? I want to see her anyway. Yeah. So I don't know that they're going, but I want to go see Ellie.
So that's going to take an hour. So around this same time that you're leaving your house is probably around the time we're getting to the cops pulling you over.
Okay.
That's what she's getting.
Timeline-wise.
Yeah, timeline-wise. We're about the same spot right now.
Yeah.
We all just got to Ellie's house around the same time.
Well, she's making her way to Ellie's house. Yeah. So when she's leaving her home is about the time you were getting pulled over.
Right. Yeah. So I think it has been about a good chunk of time by the time we were walking towards the back of the house.
So going back to your guys are going back around the house. You see them.
But like definitely like Ellie has snuck out of her house. Successfully a few times because and she knows how to do it pretty well.
Yes.
But actually having people in her backyard with her mom home. But her mom, like, she knows her mom's schedule, says goodnight to me, probably going to bed.
Right.
Mom's bed routine takes about 10-15 minutes. She's in her bedroom, and so Ellie's kind of doing all those calculations in her head, like, where will she not see them as long as they don't make any noise?
I knock on the back door.
Oh my gosh!
Well, hold on. So what did you want to do?
I know. Ellie doesn't know what to do.
Oh, so you're like in Frozen?
No, actually, I was getting somewhere. Yeah, she has. She's coming to her house. She's escaped from her house enough times, and then her parents are. Ever since George passed away, her parents became very, very overprotective.
Disappeared.
But I feel like disappeared.
They probably look at it as deceased.
They probably look at it as deceased, yeah. But ever since he disappeared, parents super protective, Sure. And she lives on the second story floor of yes. their home. So guess what she has in her room? That's right, a fire escapement ladder. One that you put at the edge of a window and you unfurl out so that kids can escape if the house is on fire.
She opens up her window. You might see it on a treehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she opens up her window and she unfurls, because it's right by the window, she unfurls the fire ladder.
Sure.
And she starts climbing down.
Does that happen before we get to the back?
I think that's as y'all are coming, the ladder comes
as you guys are right on the other side of the house, so you wouldn't even hear or see it.
We're just going to go into the back.
So I'm going to have you, because there is this heightened stress to it,
you are going to roll
on, you're going to roll on body, just body.
Okay.
Oh. You got this. Nothing.
Are we surprised?
So you've rolled this ladder down, and because this is a trouble,
you failed the roll.
You are going to suffer a condition.
Yeah.
So as you start like jimming down the ladder, because there is this kind of heightened, like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck to it, the last 4 feet of the ladder, you kind of slip. And you're going to twist your ankle. It's not broken, it's not sprained, but there's definitely a bit of a ugh. There's gonna be a little bit of limping happening.
I'm injured, yeah.
So you have suffered a condition.
She lands on the ground. She's like, fuck!
Are you gonna need healing soon?
So right when you land on the ground, Leanne comes walking up.
Wait, where are you going? You okay?
You're looking up at her.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. What the fuck are you guys doing in my house?
It's just me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're still going around.
Who else? What are you talking about?
Leanne.
Do we hear her fall to the ground?
Yeah, do you hear like thud?
Did she fall on the ground or is she?
Oh yeah, she fell.
Oh, she fell.
She like landed on her leg and on her back. Jeez. So you're looking down at her.
You rolled your ankle or what?
Yeah. I don't think I can walk on it.
Did we hear it or no? Where were you going?
I'm gonna say no. Because you're both talking to each other about what you're going to do when you get in the house, or how crazy you think our mom is.
Can you believe the raptors?
Well, I heard. Guess who else is here? Ricky and Chrissy. So, everybody's coming over to my house, but does no one remember how crazy my mom is?
I know how. I talked to your mom. I know how crazy.
Exactly. Why are you here then?
I had to talk to you.
They're getting closer to the back door as you two are talking to go knock.
Okay. I'm trying going over. I'm like, shit, help me up.
All right.
They're somewhere around my house.
I help, help her.
Hey.
Did you hear something?
Look,
no. Wait. Hold on.
I think I hear something. Yeah, we turn the corner.
Scott, roll a comprehend.
Oh, shit. Please, no. Uh-oh. I'm gonna die by the hand of my mom.
Oh. Oh, not only was that no successes, but that was a bad roll.
So we can see them. Yikes. She's about to knock.
Yeah, she's seeing, like, they're getting right to the door.
I thought I heard something, but I guess there wasn't.
And then I run over there and I grab her. I grab Chrissy's arm.
Roll your body.
Please, someone succeed a roll. Please. More.
Ooh, I got strong body.
There's no luck in this situation.
No, dude!
I'm dead. That's it.
And nobody has a luck?
Nah.
Give us some luck, please.
I mean, somebody could push to take a condition to succeed on a roll, but...
Nah.
No, wait. Oh, shoot.
So you're knocking. No. Okay, you're knocking.
That's probably enough.
Okay. Hey.
Now, the knock happened. The mom didn't open the door. You could still tackle her.
I'm trying to, I am like, okay,
I want to use my pride.
Okay.
I guess it's basically Hulk out for Ellie, where it's basically when shit hits the fan, I don't back down.
Nice.
Oh, and looks like Ellie just got 2 rerolls as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Or 2 lux. With
2 lux. Wow. Wonderful. Oh, so that pushes me to 4, so I definitely have a broken now.
You have a broken, so again, a broken is an automatic success.
See, but I also have to take a condition.
Which you don't have to use if you don't want to yet. You can hold on to it. And again, chat, if you want to give them an automatic succeed, just hashtag broken, name the character.
Thank you. So when shit hits the fan, I don't back down. So Ellie, like... Fucking, she is just terrified. I've also cursed a lot this episode, I've realized. So she just adrenaline is pumping. She just gets up and starts manically running, and you just see her like arms outstretched, like just gonna clothesline everyone into behind the shed in the backyard.
Okay, and you used your pride on that.
I used my pride on that, so it's an auto success.
Auto success. So you're so like almost like this adrenaline strength, tackle both of them away.
And I'm like pushing them.
You take them down. Where are you taking, where do they land? Where do you guys land?
We land pretty, like, I picture like in the backyard, there's like a shed where like my dad and George used to do projects and stuff. So like there's a shed in the backyard.
So you guys land on the ground behind the shed as the door opens and your mother's looking around.
Oh, Leanne, my God.
She doesn't see you, but she could if she just looks that way.
Snake.
And I step in front, and I go, Mrs. Parker. No, I'm taking the fall.
This is going to be a trouble.
Miss Parker.
Who are you?
It's me. I'm Leanne. I'm the one that called earlier on.
Mental, young lady?
I am so sorry. I have anxiety, and I wanted to make sure that I got my homework from Ellie, because I'm...
Why does Ellie have your homework?
And Ellie's just sitting in the back, and she's like, I'm not in my room. I'm dead.
And you're cool. Both on the ground.
I'm just like, cool, I'm going to die. I'm writing my will right now. I'm never going to see
anything.
I look over at them, and I'm trying to tell them, like, to get her back in her room, like...
That's right, the ladder is still hanging.
That's why it's so
I will say, though, also, there is the treehouse in the backyard.
But she's got to be in a room. We got to put you in your room. And then we can go to the treehouse. But I'm trying to distract her mom.
Okay.
So I tell these guys.
So you're trying to tell all these guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you roll basically a lead.
A lead.
See if you're able to... Because adrenaline's high right now. They might just see you doing this, and they're like, oh.
You're gesturing.
Nope.
So you're doing this.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, girl?
I really wanted to make sure that the Ellie helped. Because we have a quiz tomorrow. And
also because you did fail that role in this trouble, you are going to take...
I'll take stress, yeah. Or whatever it is, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I pop out.
Oh, no! Ellie's just
and
like,
I would
cool,
like,
I'm gonna be crazy. Like, and her death just keeps getting worse.
And I would like to use, I'm gonna put on my lipstick. I'd like to use my charm.
She does, yeah. Chrissy doesn't. Chrissy and my mom do have a history, so my mom doesn't. Definitely knows Chrissy.
So I gotta pull out my lipstick from between my cleavage. Sleepovers.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they used to have.
Girl, what are you doing? What is this?
I turn to Ricky and I'm just like, I fucking swear if you jump out, I will.
Hold on 1 second, Leanne. I got one success, thank God. Oh,
so sick. While she's like grilling Leanne about why she's here, she suddenly sees you. Chrissy Jacobs?
Mrs. Parker, how are you?
What are you doing in my backyard?
Oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. My mother. She fell asleep in the middle of making dinner tonight, and I was wondering if you could offer me anything to eat.
What?
I know, but I haven't eaten since breakfast. What the hell?
Well,
She's surrendering to my mother's southern tendencies. My mother can't help but feed people.
Listen,
if you have just like half a meatloaf, that'd be fine. You know my mother. She needs her
nutrients. I always have half a meatloaf.
I know you do. You make the best meatloaf, Mrs. Parker.
Come in. I'll go tell Ellie you're here.
No. I just have to go. Maybe you should just give it to me to go. You know, I gotta get back home to my mama.
At least come in and say hello to Ellie.
Well,
I'm turning to Ricky and I'm saying, you're gonna get me up in my room.
Okay,
now.
But before we do
as
that.
As soon as that door closes.
How did you get down here?
But before.
I used a ladder.
Oh, you can go back up it.
I know, exactly.
But before you take me up to Ellie's room, can you show me your Fabergé egg collection again?
Yes.
So now my mom has a Fabergé egg collection.
You go home, little miss.
But, okay. Bye, Leanne.
I will tell you right now. Two strikes. You're this close to me not liking you. You got one more on my list.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's for life. Yes, take ma'am. Your little ass home.
I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Chrissy. As you walk in, she slams the door.
And as soon as that door slams, I turn to Ricky and I'm like, go! And so, like, he helps me over. Because I want to use an auto success. I'm going to use my broken, so I'm going to give myself... I'm going to give myself another condition.
Second condition.
I want to make sure I get into that room.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say that Ellie is probably exhausted by this whole entire... Like, the adrenaline is just, like... She ran more on her ankle, and so the adrenaline is slowly leaving her, so she is tuckered out.
Oh, so, it's an auto succeed, so Ricky, you're helping her. You're seeing them, these
two.
Yeah,
no, I'm there trying to push her ass up on the ladder.
And
the
I'm just like, I lean down as soon as, like, I'm up in the window. I'm like, look, we're gonna all talk about this tomorrow.
Mom, just sneak back out when we get you in there.
Get up there.
Oh, that is such a beautiful Fabergé egg, Mrs. Parker.
And all of a sudden you hear, because Ellie knows that she has to justify this ankle breaking, her ankle to her mom. So Ellie, you see Ellie kind of throw herself under the cover, and then she throws herself out of bed. So she was sitting on her bed, and so she pretends to have, like, gotten up, and then she kind of pratfalls.
You pratfall right as the door opens.
Oh!
Baby!
Mom, you scared me. I was sleeping. And she's such a bad actor. I was sleeping.
In your clothes?
Well, Mommy told me to go to bed, and, well, I was just so tuckered out from doing all my homework and that science project, and, well, I just fell asleep in my bed, but, oh, no, I think I hurt myself climbing out of my bed. You scared me so much, Mom.
Uh-oh, I think we should leave.
Chrissy!
Help me get
my
daughter in
bed. What are you doing here?
Oh, sure, I'll help her.
Chrissy!
As they pick you up.
Oh, gosh.
They sit you in the bed. Should I take you to the doctor?
I mean, in the morning, isn't it pretty late, Mom? I should probably get some sleep. Chrissy, I'm so surprised by your presence here. What are you doing in my house?
I'm going to have you roll.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to roll.
Don't know.
You're going to roll a charm to see how much your mother's able to kind of fall for this acting.
I don't even know what she's trying to...
I still have two luck, so... Because I get two dice on this, ladies and jelly beans. Well,
do it.
Rest in pieces. Okay, gonna use one luck. Gonna use one luck.
Scoochie, scoochie.
Gonna use my final luck. Please. Nope.
So...
Did you use both of your lucks?
Yeah. I can only roll two die. I'm
great.
I'm charmless.
Great. So as you tried to kind of convince your mother with this whole, like, what are you doing here? This, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. She's looking around.
Oh, no.
As your mother stops, looks at the fact that you're wearing clothes, the fact that Chrissy was in the backyard, not in the front of the house knocking, and then she looks and sees the open window. She walks over to the open window and sees the ladder. You two are on the side of the house.
Yeah, we wouldn't have stayed there.
Yeah.
She sees the ladder and goes, Chrissy, I think it's time you go home.
Mom.
And I think I should let your mother know you borrowed her car. She sees the car outside the window.
Mom, real fast, let me see. Mom, no, Mom.
You have disobeyed enough, young lady. Chrissy Jacobs, I am disappointed in you. I have not seen you in a long time. And you come here with lies and fibbing?
I didn't come here with lies, Mrs. Jacob. My mother was blackout drunk tonight.
Well, that I do believe.
And your daughter...
And she starts pulling the ladder up.
Your daughter was coming to my rescue.
Roll. You're gonna roll.
Charm, use that charm.
I still have my lipstick on.
I can't use mind on my mom.
I still have that lipstick on.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. Do I still have that one that I held on to?
So that was a failure.
I still have one.
You have one.
I am going to use that one success. That I held on to.
Uh-oh.
She pauses, holding the ladder. Well,
if that's the case and you would like to spend the night here, you may do so. You are grounded.
She was just trying to help.
Well, helping does not excuse fibbing.
George would have helped people!
And you just like, yeah, the air just like vacuums out of the space. That's her go-to. That's like her, kind of her smoke bomb almost.
And there's this pause as you say that. Your mother stands up completely straight and turns around looking at you, her eyes slightly glassy, as she says, "And where is he now?" Chrissy, I'll make the couch up for you. You go to bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mrs. Park.
She puts the ladder under her arm, closes the window.
No, I no longer have my ladder.
And starts walking out of the room, leaving the two of you alone for a brief moment as she tries to make the couch.
You know my mom is insane. Why did you guys come to my house?
What's going on is more insane. I almost got eaten by a raptor.
At least you can run away from raptors. I can't run away from this. How am I going to help everybody else now? Now I'm missing my ladder.
I'm sorry.
And you brought Ricky and then...
It's not like I'm the only person who thought to come here. It's just like, you're like the person that makes everyone feel better. And I just needed to come here. I'm so sorry.
I appreciate it, but it's... This is why nobody likes me. I'm the girl who has the brother that goes missing. I'm the girl with the crazy parents. I'm the girl who stays alone because as soon as people come close, something will push them away.
That's not why people don't like you. People don't like you because you think people don't like you. You're cool.
See what happened to us.
I don't know.
I appreciate you guys coming over. It means a lot, but I don't know what I'm gonna do now. I was almost already under house arrest, and now I'm just...
Oh, come on. Mom's gonna forget everything. You know, I know she sucks, but so does my mom. Imagine if you had a drunk mom. At least your mom cares.
Too much.
And my mom doesn't care at all.
While this conversation's happening, you two on the side of the house.
I think she's in deep trouble.
You hear the back door open. Oh. And you guys look. You see Mrs. Parker, ladder under her arm, go to the shed. Open it up, throw the ladder in there, close it, take out a lock, and lock it.
Oh, damn it.
Go back into the house.
Well, we ain't getting Ellie tonight.
I can try picking that lock.
You say you know how to pick a lock? Okay, if you think so, I don't know. Where's Chrissy, though?
She went in. She's in there.
She stayed in there. Alright, well.
We haven't seen her come out.
If her mama catches us one more time with that ladder, do you know what kind of whooping she's gonna get?
I mean, I've heard stories about how crazy
her mom is bananas.
Back in the room. Mrs. Parker walks in. Chrissy, the couch is ready for you.
Thank you, Mrs. Parker. Can I ask you a favor?
Another one?
Well, I feel bad and all that you made up the couch, but I was wondering if I might be able to hang out here with Ellie in case she needs anything in the middle of the night. She did hurt her ankle pretty badly.
Roll. You're gonna roll a...
Please give us some luck. Please give us some luck. Please give us some luck in the show tonight.
You're gonna roll a charm.
Oh my god!
What happened to the Jess at the beginning of the show? When you rolled so successfully.
No success?
No.
She looks and goes, I think we have seen that Ellie's very capable of many things tonight. I'm sure if she needs to go to the restroom, she can get herself there. The couch is ready for you.
Okay, will you walk me down at least?
Yes, of course. She leads you out of the room, closing the door. Ellie alone, as you two start walking down the stairs.
Mrs. Parker.
Yes?
You know how well I know Ellie.
Yes, you've been friends for a very long time. I didn't know you two still were friends, honestly. I will say tonight, this was a pleasant surprise.
Well, I'm glad that you think it's a pleasant surprise. I want you to know that she really loves you.
I don't doubt that.
No, and nor should you. I just think that you should know that Ellie was being a good friend, and maybe it might be nice to, if you were going to punish her, not do it so hard. Because I think a hurt ankle and embarrassment from her mom is enough.
Chrissy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you lost a child?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, ma'am, what?
Have you lost a child?
When I babysit, I take care of all the children that I take care of. I get paid very well because I'm a good babysitter.
My point being is perhaps once a terrible event like that can happen to you, we can talk about parenting advice.
I'm just saying, she's a very nice... But, yes, ma'am.
I'll see you in the morning. It is a school night.
You may not see me, but thank you. I have early cheerleading practice, and I don't...
Well, if you need a ride, do let me know.
I do have my
I would
mom's
much rather...
Car. Yeah, you gotta return the car.
I have my mother's car. Please don't tell her.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Good night. She shuts the light off in the living room. You guys see the light go off.
Okay. Can we tell which one is the mom's room? Do
yeah,
we know
yeah.
enough of the... I've never been in this house.
I would say you're able to at least enough comprehend that the front of the house is probably the living room.
Sure.
The kitchen was where the back door was, and you saw where Ellie came out of.
Right.
You can assume that's probably her bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's late. We should just let him talk to him tomorrow at school. We're going to see them tomorrow. Let me tell you what happened. I was in a room.
Oh, yeah, we never got to that.
No.
Yeah, I saw the one thing we were trying to give him my
information.
Because I only saw corn.
When I was in there by myself, there was a room, and there was...
And when you're talking, I will say we did reach... I forgot to mention this at the beginning. Every 250, their Echoplex shows up, which is a device within the world that can have a good or a bad thing. And as you start to talk, you suddenly see this light appear in the treehouse.
What was that? Is that... You see that? The treehouse.
Is there anybody else here?
No, it's just Ellie and her mom. Come on, let's go. Let's go with her. Let's go.
We go climb into the treehouse.
And while you guys are about to go to the treehouse, you're lying on the couch, and you hear the footsteps upstairs, like this creaky wood floor, and then they stop. You can assume that's probably Mrs. Parker going to bed.
All right, I throw off the covers and I go outside the back door.
Does she see us climbing?
I would say no. Like her window's like more facing the front of the house.
Okay. All right. She went to the backyard. You went to the backyard?
I probably went out the back.
So you're going out the back.
Because
right as you're going out the back, you're seeing Ricky and Leanne about to climb the tree.
Hey guys!
Shh. Oh my God! You're gonna make her mama madder than a wet hen.
That's
quiet.
A wet hen.
Just get your ass over here. Come on.
We saw something up here in the treehouse.
We're all climbing to the treehouse.
We'll go over to Ellie's room.
Ellie's kind of like laying in bed. Just kind of, she's in the midst of like just feeling like, oh, just so stressed and pissed from being grounded and like getting caught and being injured and being exhausted. There is a part of her that is happy through all of this because like No one's ever come to her house and tried to sneak into her backyard and get her out of there before. And so she's kind of like friendship a little bit. She definitely makes her happy. Aww. But she's definitely, I think she's very curious too, because, I mean, she assumes that Chrissy's still downstairs, but she knows that Ricky and Leanne are still outside.
Yeah.
So she kind of, because I picture her bed kind of against, with a window next to it. So she's kind of peering out the blinds of her window and just sees them all going into George's treehouse.
Well, again, your window's facing more the front yard because you,
you saw
the car pull up.
Yeah.
But you can assume, again, no one's left because the car's still there.
Yeah, I see that the car is still there. Well, I mean, I know Chrissy's here.
Yeah.
I knew I saw something.
Does George's room face the backyard?
Yes.
I'm going into George's
room. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I see you.
So
you
open the door to your room. It's dark. Even the light underneath your mother's door, which is at the other end of the hallway, there's no light on, indicating she's probably in bed. And George's room is right next to yours. It's almost like you can make a U and go into his room. But it is, the door is closed.
I open the door.
So you open the door. And there's almost like the stillness. Even though your mother probably goes in there once a week to clean or dust, nothing is really touched. There's a Rush poster on the wall.
2112?
Oh, yeah. The desk has some comic books sitting there. And despite the fact that your mother does clean and dust the room, the bed is unmade from the last time he got out of it.
Oh no!
And there's folded laundry at the foot of the bed. Because if it's not put away, he's probably never truly gone.
This is really, really hard for her. Because she'll come into here when she's like ready to come into here sometimes, just to kind of meditate, but like, especially after being injured and exhausted right now, she is, I miss my brother so much right now. So much. So, she just kind of almost like shutter blinds her way over to the window because she can't get emotional right now.
So she kind of, go. You make your way to the window. Pull the blinds open, and you see the three of them climbing into the treehouse.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh. They just don't know how to leave. I love them, but yeah, they just... And you just kind of see Ellie just start kind of laugh crying. Because she's just kind of like, she's very silently, she's like, this is ridiculous, but... the only person who's been into George's treehouse so far has been her.
Yep.
And so it's kind of like her stuff and his. So she's very nervous about what they'll find up there and just like what they're going to do. Because it's like, it's a sacred space. It's a very sacred space. So yeah. She knows she can't go down. Like, there is no physical possible way for me to get down there.
To the treehouse?
I mean, I guess there is, but...
Your ankle's not broken. It's just hurts.
Yeah.
Like... Gosh. There's a lot people can do on a not broken ankle.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, does anyone want to give me an auto success so I can successfully get out of my house? Because I'll do it. I'll leave my house and go join them in the treehouse. Oh, gosh, because that's all she wants to do right now, too. Oh, but if I get even in more trouble, I'm going to be, like, just murdered. I mean...
Well, your mother is currently asleep.
She's
it's best
asleep.
To assume.
All right. She's going to try. She's like... Ellie's just kind of like... This point, what else could go wrong?
Woof. That's a dangerous question.
So as you turn to leave the room, despite the fact that you really did your best to tunnel vision your way out of here, your eyes can't help but catch a photo of you and your brother.
Oh.
And it's a photo from about 4 years ago.
Probably five.
Yeah, 5 years ago. And it's the Christmas where he gave you the tape recorder that you heard the tape from earlier. You look at it and you kind of take it all in. The It's almost like the things that have been happening, the things you thought you were experiencing by yourself, you realize these other three individuals have maybe been experiencing similar things, visions, sights, this unexplained world, the things your brother was into, that after so long, it's almost like you're reaching a point where there could be some answers. Maybe not, but there could be.
Oh yeah, she did get George's sweater. So she's gonna take that photo out of his room. She's okay. Gonna move the photo, yeah.
Okay.
So I take the photo, take it back to my room. I put on my sweater. I put on his sweater. And I say, I know what you mean now, George. And I start making my way downstairs.
Great. As we go outside.
Stop crying, because I can't cry in these glasses.
As we go outside, and you guys are getting into the tree, and you see sitting there an Echoplex.
Is that... That's what that was. That flash. Open it up. Open it up.
No, you.
Fine. Whatever. No, you.
I'll do it.
I've tried to open
right.
it.
Okay.
I was like, no, you. Like, making fun of her.
Yeah.
They're opening it.
So as you open it up, there's a piece of paper in there. And you recognize it as the piece of paper that you wrote down the instructions from.
This is the thing. Okay. Oh, so from the dream.
And as you're saying this, you three start hearing right at the bottom of the tree, ow.
Yeah.
This is first you hear someone slowly climbing the tree.
Wait.
It's Ellie.
Wait, Ellie, we'll come to you. Help her up. Just get her in here.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You think you'd climb into this treehouse before? Acting like you don't know how to do it.
She's got a broken
ankle. I do have an injury.
You rolled your ankle. You didn't break it.
I'm not used to being injured.
This is the hideout. This is the location in the story.
I can heal!
Where characters need to talk to each other, understand, help to investigate, and yes, they can heal themselves.
The hideout
our conditions are healed as well.
I believe, yes. It's only when you're broken that you then have to find your anchors.
Yeah, that's right.
So as long as some time is spent at the hideout, conditions are healed.
Right.
So this George's treehouse is the hideout for the story.
Okay.
And if, really like, I think too. Territory. I know. Yes, not an opportune place. I mean, if we're in here in the daytime, great. Nighttime, probably not so much. But yeah, I totally picture like it's like a treehouse, but like there's cat
poop.
there's a mixture of, like, he was definitely like a super cool like survivalist and was like into like exploring and stuff, especially when the loop happened. I think he was kind of how long ago did the loop happen?
The loop happened at some point in the late 70s. It'd be like,
okay, so he was young when the loop happened, so I think he's been super fast. He was super fascinated by it. So yeah. Like,
for most of you, despite the fact that you were born prior to the creation of the loop,
grew up with it.
As far as a mindset goes, you don't have a hard memory of it, but someone of George's age would remember a bit of a time prior to the loop.
So he was like trying to figure it out. So like, I feel like there's like a first aid kit up here. There's like some notebooks and of course just some like comic books, some snacks, probably my snacks now.
Yeah,
but.
And I'll say there's a couple, again, it's kind of a fun hangout area. There's a Jaws poster, things of that nature.
Jaws.
Star Wars.
Ugh.
You like Star Wars?
She doesn't like all that stuff.
All right, but I find the first aid kit, and I start
healing
myself.
Gosh, this makes me feel so much less upset just being in here. Don't you remember when we used to throw rocks at George, Ellie?
Gosh, we were so mean to him.
We were so mean, but he was so cute.
I forgot that you had a crush on my brother.
Just a little bit.
Now again, you have this piece of paper from the Echoplex.
So what is this?
Y'all, oh my God.
Well, can I just say, thank you guys. I mean, as much as I am grounded, I do appreciate you all coming to my house.
It means a lot.
Okay. Just talk over my sweet moment.
I got to talk over you right now. Because you know what? You need to get it together.
Me?
Ellie, she's making a point. Look at how you're overreacting right now.
Okay. Y'all left me in that vision?
I do regret that.
You gotta hit harder, girl. Okay, I'm sorry.
So what
Look at this. I pass it over to Ricky.
What did you see? Numbers. What do they mean?
What am I looking at here?
There was a map. There was something. When I was inside, there was an office. There was like, it was like some sort of break room or something. And there's a man who, he had a suit on, and he came at me from behind and in front. Two ways. This guy can teleport. I don't know what's going on, but I did my best to write down what I saw on that. I don't know, Ellie, you take a look at it. Can you look at it? Can you discern anything from it?
Can I investigate what these mean? I'm assuming that they're probably maybe longitude and latitude and coordinates.
Well, please.
But if that said, should you want to roll for it? Whether, I will say, you recognize they are...
Just like, yeah, the number-wise, I recognize that these are probably coordinates of some
so
kind.
So I will have you roll to investigate on if you are aware, if these are things you've seen before.
Cool. 2, 3, 4. This is my highest roll, ladies and jelly beans. All right, these are things that I've seen before. Yeah, I do not have my sharp wizard on me. I left my sharp wizard in my...
Your room.
In my room, so I can't use that, but I still have 7.
Yeah! 2 successes!
And you know you've seen this before. You realize you've seen these two numbers before. These longitude and latitude numbers. As you go over to some of George's things, there's a box. And you open the box, and inside is a map and a key.
I feel like she's... Yeah, she's never really noticed the key before. It's always just been like, maybe an old key he found. But now it's like...
And as you open up this map, you notice it's a similar map to the one that was in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was the one that I started writing on. Wasn't it not that one? It was a different one?
Well, you started writing on a piece of paper. You wrote down the numbers, and you started trying to trace the map to some extent, but then the guy got in there.
Okay, so it's a different piece of paper.
Yes.
And so she determined, like, so you're looking at it? And
you open up this map. And it's both... a map of the location of the dart and your guys' Boulder City as a whole. There's circles on certain areas.
What's that look like to you?
Circles?
These circles.
They look like circles.
He's clearly trying to... George was clearly trying to pinpoint specific locations. I don't know why, though. Is it just one thing? Is it just one...
location!
You get a luck. And you get a luck. Everybody gets a luck. Hashtag Chrissy, hashtag Ricky, hashtag Ellie, hashtag Leanne.
So the numbers, the longitude and latitude that are written down, you're able from the map to find a center point.
Okay. What is the center point?
I might have to go look.
So is it just like almost like a geographical map where it isn't like locations in the town, but it's like, it's much more of like a land area map, a topical map.
Yeah.
It's like a topical, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That looks like he marked right here.
And that's where your coordinates are pointing us to.
We can find that.
It looks like it's on the north side of town.
It's in an area that is a little more farmy. And on the outskirts, there's definitely a bit of a forest area. No raptors, but that... is where a lot of the robotic deadland is. The outdated robots.
Uh-oh. Well...
If you left now, it'd be about a 3-hour walk. But you do have a car.
Are we leaving tonight?
We get there in no time with
your bed.
What time
is it? Yeah, it's probably 11 now.
At this point for you guys, it's probably right around midnight-ish.
Can we just wait until tomorrow?
Because you're grounded. You're grounded. Now we go now.
You're grounded.
Let's go now. It's like, how long is it?
My dad's always asleep when I'm talking.
It'd be a 3-hour walk, but a car ride. It'd be about like a 10-minute car ride.
Yeah.
But you do have to get out at some point because it's not a straight road.
Word.
Let's go. We have to be back by 6 a.m.
Now's the time. Now's the time.
Yeah, let's do it. As long as you don't go speeding like crazy.
I don't want
to. We already got in trouble with the cops.
I'm a woman of the world. I can do whatever I want.
So, what's the vote?
I look at Ellie like...
I look at
Leanne. Like, I'm looking at, like, I'm trying to figure out if you want to push it or not. I got work to do at home that I got to be up early for, so I don't know.
All right. Let's form Voltron. Let's go.
What's a Voltron?
It's nothing. I thought you guys might get the reference. It's okay. No, it's okay.
What's a Voltron?
He's a very powerful robot that is formed by five power lions, five mechanical lions that they all form together.
Okay, there's a Voltron on that map there? Is that where we're headed?
No, I was just using, it's a show I watch. You just see her getting super embarrassed.
Whatever.
Okay. It's a show I watch.
Do we need anything else before we go? Is there anything cool in that shed? I can break open that lock and get that ladder back for you.
Sorry, Mom got an axe in there or anything?
Put it away.
An axe?
I could definitely use
it. How far-fetched is it for someone to have an axe?
Well, you should have an axe.
Look,
the shed probably has some water bottles in it too in case of emergency, and it probably has some of my dad's tools.
I forgot, it's the Parker tools. Residence. We don't have axes here.
There are tools. There might be something.
That's fine.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Seriously, what do you think you're going to see, guys? We don't need anything to, like, hurt other people with.
Look, there's some stuff...
We barely escaped a pack of raptors tonight.
I'm just saying.
And a cop.
So what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to break that lock.
You're going to break the lock?
Right, yeah, he's over there.
Okay. I'm going to sneak my way... break my way into that thing.
Get equipped.
And I'm going to use my brother's pocket knife that I always keep on me to jimmy it open.
Okay, so you're gonna. So it's gonna be a. I'm gonna have you sneak first, and then once you're there, I'm gonna have you use your tech with the pocket knife.
Okay, so.
So sneak roll to see if you're able to get out of this tree, like.
Okay.
And make your way across the yard to the shed.
Okay.
Without the mother turning on the lights, thinking someone's in the backyard.
Guys,
I got this.
Guys, before anything, if my mom wakes up, just go on without me. Let's book it.
Okay. What a martyr. Mm. Oh.
Hey, there's luck, right?
You have a luck. You have
there is a luck.
I feel really lucky about this. That's better.
Ooh.
Two successes.
Oh,
you're able to get out of the tree. You make it over to the shed.
Okay.
And now you're going to roll tech with a tinker plus the two with your brother's pocket knife.
You're making me tech this one, huh?
We get a bonus too.
Yeah. Okay, I can do this. I can't do this.
Oh my.
So you start trying the jimmy.
God.
And about a minute's going by and you guys just see him. Doing this, and nothing is happening.
You would have thought the military school would have made him better at picking locks.
It worked last week.
Well, let's go. We're fine. Yeah, we don't need anything. We don't need nothing. I got my own pocket knife too. We're good.
There's like a few water balls up there. I threw them in there, and
great.
And a flashlight.
I'm all uncomfortable in the back seat of her convertible.
So you guys are going over to Chrissy's car.
Yeah.
It was like this big, complicated lock. It's
but it was.
Anyway.
So Chrissy. You're driving now.
Chrissy. Oh my gosh, we're just gonna get. Did you say you got pulled over earlier?
Yeah.
You just see Ellie just like.
Come on, these cops have nothing better to do than to pull over some hot thing. So it's like, not because I was driving.
The car is pretty hot.
I'm talking about my.
Time for a hashtag vision. Raptors. Raptors. Raptors.
Oh, no.
Not singing, in the car. Not dancing the car, and calling for Ellen.
So as you start talking about how these cops just want to pull over some hot bit, suddenly, and suddenly you're driving in the black.
Oh my God.
Okay, someone stop Chrissy. She's actually driving a car right now.
I turn off the car.
Baby, stop. Stop.
Turn off the
Did
car.
Did you just call me baby?
I said maybe. Maybe we should stop. Maybe.
Well, I heard something else, and I'm not your baby.
You hear a lot of things.
Do I?
She hears a lot.
This time when you said baby.
Everything's going to be fine.
And in the headlights, you start seeing...
What is that?
More and more running by. And in the darkness, you hear the sound you two heard earlier in the night. Shit. The scream of a velociraptor.
Are you up front with me?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay.
Roll up the windows.
Okay. But it's a Corvette. It's top up. There's no top.
What did you
And think? As soon as you say there's no top, you feel as a raptor has landed on the back of the car.
Oh no.
Looking down at the back seat at Ellie and Leanne, lifting its legs to try and bring down its claw feet.
I'm gonna drive.
Go ahead.
You're gonna drive. I just turned off the car already, though.
Okay.
So this is
a trouble. You guys are in a trouble.
We're all in a trouble.
So you are going to run. Because you did turn the car off, I'm gonna have you roll a tick.
So group trouble plus one success for someone else facing the same trouble. So I get another plus one roll.
Say that one more time.
So buying effects. Group trouble plus one success for someone else facing the same trouble. So we're all facing the same trouble. So I get to add an extra die to my tech.
Okay.
Which is now two. Oh my god! Is this?
Well, you have luck. So.
You have luck.
Oh, yep. Okay, great.
You got it.
I'm at one.
Go.
I believe
it.
In myself. Okay. Ah, no.
Damn.
You want to run that? Roll that luck?
I just did.
Oh.
Yeah. That was
well.
Wait. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna roll my pride.
You're rolling your pride?
People just like me for no reason, and in this moment, I look beautiful in panic, and so
I know you can do this.
And like their sincere belief in me means that I'm gonna succeed.
She's thinking about how Ricky called her baby.
Yeah. I'm
oh my gosh. About it. We'll fight later.
Okay, great. So you used your pride.
I used my pride.
So as the car goes, the raptor falls off the back of the car. And again, you're just driving in blackness.
I understand.
Like, you feel movement, but there's not really a comprehensible thing in front of you as you guys start hearing running on the sides.
Okay. It worked last time that when we slapped each other, we got woken up from the dream. So I'm going to crash the car.
No. Ricky, slap the shit out of her.
So does anyone want to try?
Ricky, slap her.
I'm a driver. So stupid.
That's better than smashing the fucking car.
So you're I'm going to have you.
Yeah, what do you
I was the one who had the idea first, so I get the opportunity to crash the car first.
Hey, no, well, I'm going to use my pride.
Blackness. I think that is such a move. That's like trying to shoot a character. I don't think he gets to then roll. They get to try and defend. So that is such a hard move. Yes.
I'll use my pride when shit hits the fan. I don't back down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
shit has hit the fan.
You're trying to turn the wheel to crash the car. What do you want to
I
do?
Just like I take off my shoe and I just smack her on the face.
Wow. Ow! I can defend
It's an auto succeed, but it's an auto success.
It's an auto succeed.
So you,
and because
you
this is a trouble situation, you gotta take a
condition
and a condition. Oof.
So I have a condition for using my pride, by the way, too, right? Or no?
No, because that's
no
pride
that's not
gives
a
you one free.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
got it.
That's a free. So yeah, you're good. But you are gonna take a condition because you got smacked in the face with a shoe.
Oh!
but she wakes her up.
So yeah. Is it injured?
It wakes her up. So because it wakes up. The driver's suddenly gone.
I jumped in.
There's this freewheeling car.
I'm going to climb over.
Oh, you're going to do
it. Yeah, I'll go over.
I jump in the driver's seat.
Like
I
just go,
whatever, because we're both like, oh, you know, like the car's so going. Like,
you get in the driver's seat.
And Ellie's just being like,
So you're going. You're in the driver's seat.
Must go faster.
As these raptors now.
Hit Ricky with the shoe, Ellie.
As raptors start literally heading towards the car, getting hit by the car. Doing everything they can to try and stop you.
Okay, so yeah, I'm trying to like, I turn the car to try to whip them with the back of the car.
Okay.
So like, I'm just trying to like dinosaur whip them with the car.
Okay, great.
All right. So how many? What do I roll for that? Tech.
Tech. Roll a tech.
Tech. Nope.
Nope. So as you turn, the wheel actually won't even turn. And the car keeps going and going, and suddenly you just see this giant raptor mouth open up.
What is that?
As you guys are heading right for it like a tunnel. Ellie. And as soon as you enter it, it slams down on you guys, and you wake up on the road. You're back in the driver's seat.
Oh, shit.
Heading, going heading right for a farm field.
Oh, my mammals!
So are you are you trying
to? Oh, my nose!
I'm gonna grab the wheel.
My nose got broken.
Oh, you're gonna take a broken nose?
Well, that's my condition, right?
Okay, yep.
All right, I'm gonna try to grab the wheel.
So, you grabbing the wheel?
Yeah.
Are you gonna try and put your foot on the brake, or are you gonna keep it on the gas?
Unfortunately, it's on the gas still.
Okay.
Unless you want me to roll to see if I have, like, the wheel.
No, we'll do that. We'll be on the gas. So, I'm good. So, you're gonna...
Yeah, try to turn the least away from...
So, roll on a, I'm gonna have you roll, You're gonna roll body and force because the car's going so quickly that you really got to kind of work against it.
Okay. Trying to grab the wheel so we don't all fucking die.
Oh, my nose, you bitch!
Two successes.
So you're concerned, and doing that gets her foot off the gas as the car swerves in the road and comes to a stop.
I'm gonna take the keys out.
How could you do that? You didn't throw it in the park.
You almost killed us.
You almost killed us. The hydrant glider almost killed us. The bolt almost killed us. The raptors almost killed us. And my nose is broken.
Ellie.
You okay, Ellie? Ellie.
Right Ellie. There.
You all right, girl? You all right?
Ellie, you're going to realize you're at the point where you guys were needing to get out of the car anyway to go walking through.
How far away are we?
We're here.
That's some good news.
It's where the map begins, where the...
So you got about a mile walk.
Can I pull Chrissy aside?
Yeah.
Okay.
My nose and I have no shoes. It's so hard.
Chrissy.
What? You broke my nose.
I know, I really didn't mean to.
Well, you hit me with your shoe.
Because you were driving, like, if you're in the loop, you're doing something in the real world. And I don't know how, we don't know how driving works in the loop. I mean, you were out of it faster than we were. You were still driving a car when you weren't driving a car.
It was really hard to focus because my nose is broken.
Look, I'm really, what I did was real hot garbage because you have done so much for me tonight.
Me? I got you in trouble and grounded.
But you kept trying to charm your way out of it. You kept trying to get my mom on your side and listen, my mom wishes I was more like you, trust me. And so that works on her. But I'm sorry, I should not have hit you in the shoe with a face. I really regret it now, and that was a real stupid move, and
listen, I was only being nice to your mom so that I wouldn't get in trouble. Don't get all, like, goody-two-shoes about it.
Okay. And then Ellie just walks back.
So you guys are going to get out of the car.
I'm looking at the map, where to go. All right. Looks like... I guess we just keep going. Looks about, like, a mile, maybe? All right, hand the map to Ellie. She's the keeper.
Do we know about these robots?
Yeah, they're part of the world.
Okay. All right.
All right. You ready? Y'all ready?
No.
It's nothing but a broken nose. Y'all cried so much. Broken nose, roll my ankle.
All right, let's go.
All right, so we start trudging through.
You guys start making your way through, and it doesn't take long to start coming across some broken down robot parts. You see a Ayahuasca SBR-71, which is almost has like a T-Rex look to it. Bent legs, little arms, big head lying there on the ground, some different pieces and parts. And all hanging behind you is the giant loop, the dart, like a monolith in the middle of the city, blocking out the moon. So it's almost like the light you guys are using is some moonlight, but it's creating this giant cascading shadow. It's almost like the shadow of the dart is leading you to where you need to go.
This could be one of those entrances to the system. I've been looking for one for years. I can never find it. They're rumored to be all over the place, but either they're not really there or it's all sealed up and
I've never seen this before.
But you've been looking for entrances?
Yeah, don't you want to know what this thing does and where it could lead?
Yeah. Why didn't you tell us that earlier, Ricky?
I didn't really know you guys until last week.
Right, yeah, I guess today? That's true.
Okay, let's go.
So you guys move forward. And the greenage, the foliage, any kind of life, as you guys continue to walk, seems to kind of disappear. It's just there's more and more broken down robot pieces, vehicles, seemingly abandoned. There's this spooky graveyard feel to this place.
Don't separate, y'all. Make sure you stay together.
Can I scavenge for anything? Any cool tech?
Sure.
Cool. Because that's what Ellie's always wanted to come over here. She's mm-hmm. definitely like, she just doesn't have a car. Just can't go because her mom won't take her. Or her dad.
Does all the stuff look abandoned or did things crash and...
It looks more abandoned. Like, you kind of get the feeling this would be like almost like a boat graveyard, where it'd be like, oh, we're going to put old boats here. Sure. Some pieces are taken for scrap and salvage.
All right, I'm going to keep a lookout for killer fucking robots while she's digging through the tech.
All right, so you are going to come across a Maltman measurement station. And these are a common sight around the loop, these measurement stations, that are dotted around the landscape, often called penguins by locals because of their shape. So it's this giant kind of penguin-looking thing, but it doesn't look like it's been very well maintained because it's an older model.
It does look like a penguin.
It really does.
So it's like a station, or
it's like a it's something like a station.
Oh,
it's
I
a measurement
see.
Station.
Cool.
What does it measure? Do we know what it does?
I think like anything, it's there's sort of a mystery about it.
Okay.
Cool. You're told what it is, but not super detailed.
Look, guys, there's a penguin.
A few of them around.
Well, you're not wrong.
Let's go in.
So yeah, Ellie's gonna climb around the side of it and see if she can see anything on the inside that's worth taking.
Usually they're welded shut, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe this will be a lucky one.
So roll investigate.
Will do gladly. Oop! One more die, please. Two successes.
Ooh,
so you see on one side. It's despite the fact that they're mostly welded shut, you see on one side, it's almost like there is a part of it that's kind of pulled open a little bit. Not like a door, but almost like someone had done this.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm going to pull it open a little bit more or just kind of sneak. Is it big enough to sneak in through or do I need to pull it some more?
You kind of need to pull it a little
bit
more.
Cool.
It looks like whatever did that, it happened a while ago, so there's probably been like...
It's probably receded, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I pull it back a little bit more.
And when you do...
Oh, no.
Just a couple squirrels come running
okay.
out.
Whoa!
That's so funny.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys. They're just squirrels.
God. Try not to agitate me. My nose hurts.
As you look in, you see a lot of wiring, but it kind of looks like it's already been probably scooped out. But there is some wiring. There is some mechanics in there. So if you just want to take like little scraps of things, you could. But there's nothing super useful.
Is there any kind of memory chip or computer, like those, like a hardboard or a hard drive or anything would have been taken probably?
I think it would have been taken.
Yeah.
Because the company would be the ones dumping this thing, so they probably wouldn't leave those inside the machines.
All right. She'll take some stuff.
Take some stuff? What are you taking?
I'm going to take a wire.
Okay.
Some wire. I'm going to take, there's probably like a few kind of like, mainframe kind of like just fragmented, like not important mainframe boards. Mm-hmm. And so she takes like a few of those.
Great. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that,
oh no,
you suddenly hear in the distance, vroom, 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 as you see this craft coming in that you guys would recognize as the dumping craft. It's the time of night when old machines get dumped into this graveyard. But there are lights also on the bottom of it, searching.
Quick, everybody get in.
Get in here!
All right,
Chrissy,
jump in.
Jumping
in? Okay, I'm going to have all of you roll your sneak on like how body and sneak. Because you're already in it. You don't have to do that.
Body
okay.
and sneak?
I got 3 successes. I'm happy to give help to anybody who doesn't.
I have one. I got 2.
Okay. So you guys are able to get into this thing, and right when it's going to be Chrissy's foot gets in is when the light finally shines on it, and this thing keeps going
you
down.
You mean my cute bare foot?
Yeah. Oh, you're barefoot in this this robot.
I'm John McClane, whatever his name is.
John McClane?
Yep.
So as you're...
in this world, it's Don McClane.
Yeah.
Don McClane. In this universe.
And now, Chrissy, you have 2 more looks.
Thank God.
So as the light shines right as your foot gets in and it continues to go, as the 4 of you are crammed in this thing.
Oh, God, Ricky, you're so close to me.
And you hear...
We're all close to each other.
Can I save you from
the
raptor?
You hear the sounds of these doors opening up and just these large metal pieces hitting the ground around you. And it stops. You hear the doors closing again as the craft leaves, the lights continuing to shine.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
Yeah, we wait until the lights leave.
No, let's go right now. No. I'm gonna roll lead them out.
Okay! Go ahead!
Chrissy!
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wait.
It's a rough dice day.
Yeah, it's not my day. So might as well go for broke. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna, I have 1 success.
1 success, okay. And so you leap out of this thing.
Okay, I guess we're going out. So, lead the way, Chrissy, here we go.
It was a success though. Yes. So you start leading your way. And the lights continue to go up and down the field.
Let's go follow it.
Once it dumped,
we need to follow this
cargo.
Map.
Isn't it just leaving?
This map.
I think it's just leaving.
Well,
right?
Let's see where it's going, coming from.
It's probably just a station. We need to follow this map.
All right, let's go. Let's use the light from the.
And you see the thing going, making its way back to the. You see where it's going. You see it's heading towards the monolith that is the Dart.
Okay.
Is the map leading us to the monolith, or is it leading us? It's somewhere else.
Somewhere
like on the opposite screen, area. Yeah.
Chrissy, we gotta keep following this map. Fine. Right. I just thought I was the leader of the group right now.
You know who's leading us is George. George wrote this stuff out for his sister, and we gotta find him.
Yeah, and we should definitely follow George.
Now's not the time to be selfish and be pouting about it.
It's not selfish.
You look
at you. You're broken.
I'm aware. We're all aware. Did you know her nose was broken? Did you know her nose was broken?
She broke it.
Did you know your nose was broken?
I'm very aware it hurts.
We don't need to hear anymore. All right? Let's go.
So you have taken charge now. No. You start marching.
I'm like,
forward. You're like, fuck this.
So, look, we don't want to split up. Can we just all follow the map?
Okay, baby.
All right.
So you guys start marching, and you get to the foot of where you're now leaving this robot graveyard into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Can I want to try to grab like one of the robot's arms, like as a weapon, like an arm, so that I can have it, so I can swing later. I'll roll for it.
Roll for it. They are welded. They're pretty damn strong, but you can try and work.
I'm a strong girl.
Okay, it's gonna be
no
force.
Do they have screws? Because I have a screwdriver.
So you can either. Here's the thing. You can either use your force and pull, or you could tinker.
Ooh, I got 1 tinker, and what do I have for force? I have 2 for force. So I can use 2 for force and then 4 for body?
Well, so it'd be, yeah. And then with tinker, it would be how many you have on tech plus your tinker.
Okay.
So what are you trying to do?
So I'm going to use my body and force. So
okay.
6 dice. So, yeah.
Tear that thing right off.
Do it, Land.
Come here, you son of a gun! I got 1.
So you went to one of the rustier looking ones.
Okay.
And you put your foot on it, and you pull this arm off.
And I have like a little backpack that I put the thing in. All
right. Put that in. Does anybody else want to do anything before entering the woods?
When you get multiple successes, you can save the success. One of them?
There's a rule about you can either save or hand it off to another player if you're in a group trouble.
Okay. Okay, so you have to do it at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
I want to turn towards Ricky and kind of like have a private conversation. Come here.
Okay, I'm going to have you roll this.
Oh, no.
You're going to roll a sneak. See if you're able to.
All right. Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? No, sorry. That's your body. You're gonna roll.
I'm going to sneak him over here. I'm just going to pick him up and bring him over here.
You're going to roll contact.
Yeah.
Even better. Two less dice.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do this. Oh! That's a double success.
So you're able to totally get his attention without the other two seeing you. No problem.
She's trying to play it cool. She's taking the overreaction note to heart. She's kind of like,
dang.
All right, so as these two, as we're following the path, we'll hang back a little bit.
Okay, so like, how much do you really know about the loop? Do you know more that you've been letting on?
I mean, I know a little bit. Done some research and looking around. I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to figure out if there's something more than the crap that we live in. And this seems to be the way that we might figure it out.
Okay. Cool.
But I mean,
cool.
I don't know a lot more than that. Just, again, a lot of dead ends that I've found over the years.
Cool.
And then this is just another question. You're probably going to laugh. It's going to be super weird. This is a joke. This is a joke question. So we're all going to have a real fast laugh at this. But do you like Chrissy? I mean, this is just a joke. Oh, man.
yeah, you don't hear this. Whatever the answer is, you don't know this.
I know, it's great.
Do you like
Chrissy? And you also might not tell her the truth. You know what I mean?
No, of course not.
You can be honest.
No, you can't hear this. It's just between the two of them.
You could be lying to her too.
I mean, she's real pretty, and she's so charismatic, and she's really, really cool, and everybody likes her. Well, and I was just wondering if you liked her too, because I mean, I like her. She's my friend.
She's fine. No, look, Chrissy's great. Honestly, I'm a little bit worried about her. She puts on this like front that everything is cool, and she knows everybody, and everything's great, but. I think she's got problems. I'm worried about her, honestly. Every time we've had all this crazy shit happens, like, she kind of goes crazy and does weird stuff, like self-destructive stuff. I don't know. Well, I don't know if there's something there or not. I mean, I've been around a lot of crazy kids at military school.
Look, you'll get to know Chrissy soon enough, but look, she's had it rough. Give her.
I can understand that.
Give her a little bit of a break. I'm glad we had this. Look at us having a talk, being friends, just friends. That's it.
Sure.
Having a talk. Thanks. And Ellie just kind of goes.
So now you're at the foot of the forest.
She's so
and
weird.
You guys go in. And it's almost like going in, even though it was literally like 2 feet deep. It almost just feels like it got way darker.
That's weird.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to leave.
You're the one who told us we wanted to do this before sunrise.
I know, but now it's so dark.
I'm going to attempt to lead and get everybody on the same page.
Great.
Okay.
Yes, that's Ooh. Two successes. So with my bonus one, can I heal her condition?
Oh.
Ooh. Tell me lead. How.
Give her some shoes.
Oh, well, I got a lot of conditions right now.
How are you going to heal her condition? Because you do go to military school, so you might be able to know how to place someone's nose back into place.
I know, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, look, hold still.
Oh, no.
Hold still.
What are you talking about?
So this is right after she has said, I want to go.
Do it,
just
yes.
Trust me.
What?
Trust me.
Oh, Ricky, close I your don't eyes. Feel the same way.
Everything's going to be fine. Close
Now's
your eyes.
Now's the time to make out, Ricky.
Close your eyes.
Ricky.
Yeah. And right as he does, a little blood goes like right on the
Not my Donna Karen dress!
But you can breathe through your nose dress? Again, right?
I'm gonna have you roll a body on that one.
I'm gonna do force.
I was worried at first that like they were gonna be a thing.
And I'm gonna use my luck on that.
You're gonna use your luck, okay?
Helping you.
I know. I got two successes. I'm gonna hold on to one of them. Ow!
Ricky, how do you feel that you just got slapped?
Again, like internally?
Well, you could say something too if you want.
I know you're going through things. I'm just trying to help you. Let's just all continue on. I think you'll feel better now.
How do you two feel that you just saw him reset her nose?
You gonna thank him later because you needed that.
I had no idea the human body could do that.
There's all sorts of gross things.
I've learned a lesson.
It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt stuff.
I like have like a little bit of respect
for Ricky.
I know,
but that's the
only
way to do it.
Yeah. And you did roll a success on the lead, so now what do you say to everybody to be like?
All right, so let's let's find where we're supposed to go on this map.
Yes, right there.
Let's get this figured out.
Okay, lead the way.
Into this dark, forbidding, scary forest. Totally not afraid of it, though.
So you guys start going. Again, you know that this is not a raptor area. You're still hearing animal sounds. Owls.
Ooh.
That's good.
Yeah.
That probably means they're all,
like, you're hearing grass and twigs breaking from little creatures you're not seeing.
That probably means there aren't any killer robots walking around.
Maybe the howl of a wolf boy.
Maybe.
Wolf boys.
Wolf boys. That's only in the morning.
So as you guys start going, and you see, you're getting closer and closer to the point of the map. And then there's just a little bit of a clearing. Not huge, nothing big, no bigger than maybe like 3 by 5 feet, but it definitely feels like the thickness of the forest has dissipated in this little area.
So the forest, you said, so it's like, okay, so.
And that is the point on the map.
Before we come out of the actual forest, we're gonna take a look around, see what's out there.
Yeah.
Like, here's the mirror.
I want to do an investigation check.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. I'm so sad I left my sharp wizard at home.
It's actually...
I know. It would have been +2. And I have a luck, and I'm going to use it now. This is Ellie's song.
Gonna use the luck.
Because I need it. That is enough. That is very.
I have an extra success. Can I give it to her?
Do you want to do that?
Give me that.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Thank you. Give me like a pat on the back and you're like, try again.
You got this. What do you see? What do you see, Ellie? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's 3. Can I save one?
Sure.
Cool.
So as you investigate, you take a step. And on the step, it almost sounds like you've stepped on a wooden board.
Guys, I don't think this is a forest anymore.
That was weird.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Okay, that is a movie quote.
Even I've seen that one.
All right. Is there anything else I get from this investigation or just like...
Well, you can try and go down and start moving the dirt that's on.
I'm gonna try and start moving. I'm gonna start finding whatever's underneath.
So you start pushing, and it's pretty thick wood. As you're moving, and there's little slats, and it becomes very clear that this is almost like a
underground trap door
kind of a deal, yeah. And you see a group of rocks. As you move them, you see a padlock.
Guys. And then she just pulls out the key and inserts it into the padlock.
And it opens.
How did he know? How did he get that?
This is his place.
I don't know. I was 10 when he disappeared.
I got my hand on my robot arm.
You got your hand on robot arm?
I'm ready for that.
A robot arm ready. He never told me anything about... anything. He just
He was just my brother. I mean, I know he was into, like, looking into the loop and stuff, but I thought it was just a hot... I didn't know he... Look, I didn't know until after he disappeared that he even had this map or this key or, like, anything else.
Don't give what yourself if, a hard time right now.
No, what if he came here before he disappeared?
What if there's his body in there?
Don't say that! What if we're gonna disappear too?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's go in there and see. Maybe there's a clue. Maybe he left something else here.
What if he's trying to help you? What if he's trying to help us? There's a reason. Maybe he left that for you.
He didn't leave it in your shared treehouse. He didn't give it to anybody else.
Open it up, Ellie.
Okay.
Open it up.
Yeah, she pulls off the lock and opens the door.
When you open it up, the dirt that was covering it starts to fall in, and it's stairs leading down.
I did grab a flashlight when we left.
Mm-hmm.
I turn on the flashlight.
So who's going first?
I have the robot arm, so I'll jump in the front.
All right. So we'll go. I'll go Leanne, Ellie, Ricky, Chrissy.
Crybaby.
Oh!
So you start making your way down, and you see there's a panel, like an electrical panel. It looks like it's missing some wiring.
Oh. Guys, I got this. Hopefully.
Maybe.
All right, I'm going to use my wiring and use my, I guess, comprehend?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to figure out what it needs, yeah?
I would say, it is because it's wiring, it's going to be tech. I'm going to give you the tinker.
Yeah, I don't have tinker.
Oh, well, I got 3. Okay.
Good luck.
But I do have the wire. Does that help? Does that give me any bonus anyway?
I'll give you, because
an
you
item,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an item.
You do have an item. I'll give you a +1 on that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because she did roll for that.
I'm going to use 6.
I'm just like, yeah, lost because I'm like, wiring, I don't know.
So yeah. That is a, yeah.
Oh, how benevolent.
I'll do 4 new dice. 4 new dice. 4 new dice.
Was the mistake.
It was a mistake.
Wait, you have that 1.
No, I don't have any more luck.
Okay.
Chat.
So, you still do have a flashlight. So you try and put the wiring in. Nothing happens. Just kind of seems to be just that connection does not take it.
This is all that's down here?
No.
Okay.
It's almost like you make it and there's this panel box, and you're seeing the panel box is connected to lights that are placed down the tunnel, but because the wiring does not work, those lights aren't turning on. Uh-huh. But it's going down.
Can I do not that it's going to be helpful and investigate to see if I see something else that might be helpful?
I mean, it's pretty. Singular. It's pretty much
got it. There's nothing else but like
pretty much
that will make this work.
You can leave or go forward.
Yeah, but there's nothing on like on the floor that might make this box work. I'm like,
no.
Okay.
Well, at least we got a flashlight.
Let's keep going.
Wait.
It was almost perfect.
Let's use my lipstick. Maybe it'll fit right in the hole or help the wiring. Grease the wiring.
No, and I'm just like, honey, no. Honey,
Chrissy, I will be honest. Your help is appreciated, but I don't think that's what the situation calls for.
She got into her mama's juice.
Well, it is a metal box.
Do you know anything about, can you tinker with this?
I mean, I can try. And can I take her wire?
Yeah.
And then, all right, because I have tinker. I have 1 for my tinker. So
maybe that arm can do something?
Let me examine the thing for any wiring in the arm. I don't know.
Well, you did take it straight out the robot, so I think there would still be some connective wiring.
Okay, so your wire didn't work.
Mm-mm.
Let me see. All right, let's see. And then let's try to cut some wiring off with your pocket knife. So then take that, and then, all right, so. All right. We need that light. Okay, and what else are we using? Just tinker?
You're going to roll tinker, and I'll give you a +1 because of the arm.
Okay, and then what about tech?
It's with tinker and tech. You add
tinker
them together,
and, tech 3.
And then you add bonus 1.
No.
Oh. Nobody, you don't know luck?
I have a luck. I have 1 luck. I'm so excited. I have a luck.
Oh, you have 1.
Yes. Thank you for that luck. Please. No.
Oh, my God.
So you put the arm to the wire, and doesn't that...
I don't know shit about this stuff. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
I mean, it could just be broken.
So. It's just broken. Whatever. Let's.
We still have a flashlight.
Let's go.
Okay.
So you guys start making your way forward, and about 10 feet deep into this thing, there's a door. Doesn't appear to be locked.
Are there any windows on the door?
No, it's pretty much this door at the end of this tunnel.
Can we hear anything through the door?
You can assume, since it was locked, they're probably... But if you want to investigate to see if you hear anything.
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to listen.
Listen to this door.
I got one success.
All right. You press your ear against the door, and it's that... The best way to describe it, it's like that sound of, like, being in a room when electricity's off. Like, it's so silent. Like, there's no hum. There's, like, no feeling that there's anything in this room.
Guys, I don't hear anything from this room. It's, like, feels, like, cold and empty. I don't...
Just try the door.
I don't hear anything.
Let's try it.
All right.
Unless you're scared.
We're all scared.
We came down here...
Chrissy, are you feeling okay?
Baby, it's gonna be okay. All right,
you do like me.
I'm gonna open. Try to open the door.
So you push the door open, and the flashlight, you see what looks like kind of a more extreme version of the treehouse, almost the survival part of it. You see a work desk and robot parts on it. You see a tube television, a VCR, and you see hanging on the wall a map of the Dart, the inside of the Dart, and all the different rooms and places, and there's handwriting that you recognize as your brother's.
She just drops the flashlight.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I scramble for
it. Is there a light in this room?
Roll to investigate that. And you're going to go for the flashlight?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I'm gonna have you roll a body to see if you're able to. And did you get the
one?
Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
So as the flashlight hits the ground, it shows. As the flashlight hits the ground, right before it turns off, you see a switch.
Okay.
Looks like a little breaker switch.
I'm gonna flip it.
So you flip it.
Hopefully it's lights.
The lights come on, and you get to see this room more clearly, where you see a tube television, VCR on top of it. The map of the Dart, and a workbench with some robot pieces on it, and you see a box. It's almost like more of a chest, like a dresser chest kind of a thing.
Okay.
And the locks that would normally be on it are cracked open, so it can open on its own. It can open up, and there's also what looks like a janitor's workman's uniform for the Dart.
Did your brother have a job with the... Is this all your brother's?
This is George's handwriting. But...
His handwriting?
He was on the wall, this is his handwriting, and this was his key, and this was his map, and... But he was always home at dinner. Like, when did he ever sneak out and do this? I mean, I know I'm sneaking out right now, and my mom doesn't know where I am, and I didn't know where he was if he was sneaking out. But how... I thought he just got taken one day. I thought he fell in some kind of hole, or I thought he fell into the loop. Like, what was he doing?
He's leading you here. Maybe if we find him, he can give you the answers. Maybe we can find him still.
But what if he isn't leading us here? What if it's whoever that man was that hurt Mr. Barker?
It could be a trap.
I mean, we've come this far. We gotta see what happens. We gotta find out.
George, what
this
did
is
you
his stuff.
Do?
Do you wanna see what's in the box?
I'll open the box.
No, I'm gonna. She just pushes everyone out of the way. I'm gonna open the box. Like,
I'm gonna have you roll body.
Yeah, she wants
to roll body to push everybody.
Can I fight against her?
I'll say if she fails the roll on the body.
Yeah.
I do have a save six. I do have a save success.
Okay. So she's able to knock you and throw this open. And when you throw it open, It's like a mix of items and things, and there's a letter, not the letter, like a piece of paper on top, and on it it says, stuff from the other side.
What?
Other side?
And it's clothing, small items, food pieces, and inside there's also a tube, like a poster tube.
I'll open that.
No! Well, no, actually, yes, you can open that.
Because she's I'm
looking at everything else. I'm going through the checklist of things from the other side.
And while you're pulling that out, over on the VCR TV, you see a VHS tape. And written in George's handwriting on top of this tape, it says, Ellie.
Ellie?
While you're investigating this box, and you pull open this poster, as you all look at it, you recognize it's a movie poster, but it's a movie none of you are familiar with. You've never heard of it before. You recognize the name on the poster because it shares a similar name to the Jaws poster in your treehouse. It's a poster for a film called E.T., and it says the number one movie of 1982. You've never heard of this. As we end the episode on the sign,
no,
things from the other side.
No, he did not just do that.
I want to see that VCR. Oh.
And that brings us to the end.
Is E.T. in the VCR?
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Tales from the Loop. Blood-curdling Tales from the Loop. Guys, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. You guys added some great visions to this episode. I can't wait to see what we come up with next week. So again, guys, don't forget, thank you so much for watching and supporting Hyper RPG today. Obviously, thank you so much. And let me go through the list of some of the amazing people who tipped and subbed and things of that nature.
Yes.
So,
yeah, let's hear it.
First of all, and if I mispronounce any of these, oh my goodness, the apologies. First of all, Rap Lane, thank you so much for the visions. Mrs. Manface, Bowtie Cool 86, The Giant Replacement Baby, Kamar 42, It's Pandar.
Pandar.
Chat as a whole seems to have done. Lucid Eternity, The FDH, Jabberwocky, Rage Cage, Winston X, Keen 456, Heckmer 42, Savage Punch, Arsenal.
Savage Punch.
Arsenal 2K. And Jay Pistol, guys, thank you so much, everybody, for coming to the show, keeping Hyper RPG alive. So real quick, make sure to find all of us. You can go into the commands, and that's how you can follow us all online. Be active with us in the Discord. Also, go over to the Reddit. We've been very active in the Reddit, and that's also where I'm going to be posting what tonight's homework was supposed to be. And next week is going to be the 4th of July on Wednesday. We are going to have an episode. It seems like everyone's going to be here, so we're still going to be here. So 4th of July, come in for episode 3 of Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop, guys. If you dug this, please let everybody know.
Yes.
Please let everybody know where they can find it. Go check it out in the VOD. Go check out the podcast. And we will see y'all next week. Y'all stick around, because we got Pencils and Parsecs coming up. It is our Star Wars RPG, and it is fantastic. Until next week, everybody, we'll see you.